company.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs for security, for show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington's Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. Here's our staff announcer to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Pete Johnson, the wacky engineer from the Don and Mike Show. You like breath? How about some nice cooter? Would you get a flash looking at some gash and join Don and Mike and their Las Vegas-style show? It's happening tomorrow night at the Fabled State Theater in Portland, Maine. You got to be 21 to get in. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Like TNA, like DMV, come to the show. Condoms optional. For the Don and Mike Show, I'm Pete Johnson.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
Now go F yourself.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
It's not a tired idea. The where in the world is Matt Lauer?
Where do you think he's going to be tomorrow?
Hell, I hope. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh! Hi, Katie! I don't think I can go on with this report. Do you have Sting or Shania Twain or somebody to perform in the courtyard? Oh!
Where in the world is Matt Lauer?
Hell.
Ow! The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ask Munch.
Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you now the only Son of God, Mother Mary, the whole deal. You know him, you love him, it's Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak. Got a weird message to throw on my voicemail.
Really? What did he say? Did he say, I hate work?
Place.
He hates working
He's
here.
He's been here for 7 years.
Nothing works here.
The medication's not working.
7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
I should put this on my business card.
Nothing works. Clown baby.
What?
Then he asked me to call him clown baby. So I don't know what he's a
clown baby. Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Mr. and Mrs. Casting and all the ships at sea. Hey, remember their policy. Ring on, say what you must, and then ring off. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I got a novel concept for you when you're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to suggest the same thing.
Try wearing headphones.
It could work. I don't know. I've been here 9 years, and I haven't needed them so far.
I mean, he thinks he's on WKRP in Cincinnati. He's the only guy that never uses those. And, you know, won't mess up his flat top.
Oh, you can't mess up the flat top.
There you go.
Maybe for my 10th anniversary, I'll buy myself a set of headphones.
But see, you were talking at the same time as this guy was talking.
Medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
Here he is.
I hate this place.
Right.
Nothing works here.
7 years. He doesn't wear headphones.
I hate this place.
I hate this place.
Nothing works here.
Right.
The medications don't work.
Absolutely.
I've been here for 7 years.
I've been here for 10 years.
Nothing works here.
I agree.
I hate this place.
Me too.
Nothing works here.
Tell me about it.
Medications don't work.
Right.
I've been here for 7 years.
I've been here 10.
I hate this place.
Me too.
Nothing works here.
I know it, man. Amen, brother.
You know, when I heard that, I didn't think it'd be so appropriate for this place.
Perfect. Oh, it's, please.
Oh, man.
They should play that top of the hour on every CBS Infinity station throughout America.
You know, when I heard it, it just sounded to me like a guy that was raving out, and he was kind of funny. And then I didn't realize until they were dubbing it onto the tape cartridge in the back room, and everybody in the hallway relating to it and laughing. Yeah, I guess everybody has that sentiment about this place.
Mm-hmm. It's the mantra.
Yeah.
It's the mantra for CBS radio.
Sure.
I hate this place.
Me too, man.
Nothing works here.
Tell me about it. The equipment sucks.
The medications don't work.
Please.
We've tried them all.
What medications?
I've been here for 7 years.
I've been here 10.
Nothing works here.
I know. Things suck here.
I hate this place.
Me too. I'm with you, brother.
Nothing works here.
I know. I hear you. Nothing works here.
Medications don't work.
I'll talk to Buzz.
Fine. I've been here for 7 years.
You've been here 10.
I hate this place.
Us too.
Nothing works here.
Right.
There he is.
Mm-hmm.
There
somebody
he is.
Who understands.
Well, hello and welcome to the show, everybody. Listen, today is the talent show.
Look at how this place is so beautifully decorated.
Mm-hmm. And not only is it going to be our a talent show for the $5,000 laser eye surgery, we are also going to attempt for the first time ever to do a webcast.
Ooh.
Now, you have to bear with us, okay? Because, frankly, I'm not really sure if the website can handle the amount of hits that we're expecting today.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day for the show.
We are not really sure if the webcam works. I think right now, if you go to www.donandmikefans.com, you should be able to click on a link that Charlie Broyhill told me was not there 10 minutes ago, but should be there now. You should be able to click on and see a new picture approximately every 5 seconds.
Cool.
Buzz, are you on the site?
I'm arriving at donandmikefans.com now. I can tell by the slow way the page is loading that a lot of other people are headed there, too.
Right, so listen, don't shoot the messenger here.
Right.
If we F this thing up today.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've made it very clear this is an experiment, and we're gonna see what happens.
It's a trial.
Right.
It's a special trial offer, and right now
I see it. You're on.
Really? What do you see?
I'm seeing a cockeyed view of the banner. I'm seeing Mike holding his hand out and wiggling his fingers.
Are you really?
Yes.
Yeah, but is that as fast as it's going to be?
That's probably about it.
You're seeing it. I believe you are seeing it faster than everybody out in Webland is seeing it. Was that me?
Yes.
Oh, look, that's me. Hi. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
And I hate this place.
How about a shot? There you go. There's a shot of Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's a shot just of Rob Spiewak's head. Rob, go over and take a look at Buzz. I mean, just point it through the window at Buzz. Can you see Buzz in there?
Hi. I'm still seeing the same image, though. It's not refreshing.
Oh, really? See, what we're seeing
is seeing the banner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then it's moving real slow. Hey, Charlie, is that what we thought would happen? That it was going to move slower on the actual website?
Well, I don't know if you mentioned this or not. What you're seeing, both you and Mike, is an internal feed.
It's live. Now I see Rob.
What
you're
seeing is from the website.
It's on delay, just like the show.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, apparently
right,
so.
All right, well, take it off Mike's feed for a minute.
Oh.
Well, you'll have a shot of your actual feet in a few moments.
Still Rob's big head.
I tended to them today.
Oh, no, don't put it on me.
No, it's very nice.
Don't put it on me, no.
Gorgeous.
Oh, no, yeah, gorgeous shot. Gorgeous my ass. Get a shot of Broyhill. There you go.
That's beauty.
There he is.
Still Rob's head on the web.
Oh, you still have Rob's head on the web?
Yeah, so it's running about a minute or so behind.
Maybe we're doing too much with it right now. Maybe we should just put the camera in one position.
Well, the camera is there primarily here, gentlemen, for the acts that are going to be coming into the studio today.
Right. Yeah, but also, you know, it's a way for us to show everybody what a crappy studio we work in.
Nothing works here.
Right.
The medications don't work.
Absolutely.
I've been here for 7 years.
We have.
I hate this place.
We do, too.
Nothing works here.
Nothing works here, not even the webcast. What are you seeing now, Buzz?
I see your forehead and the back side of the easel there where your copy stand.
That is running about a minute behind.
Yeah, a minute to 2 minutes now.
And right now, Charlie Broyhill has it focused just at a WJFK banner.
I have it laying down so it won't break.
Laying on its side. Okay.
Now it'll break if it's standing up or somebody will knock it over. What is the purpose of laying it down on its
side? So it doesn't get knocked over. This stand it's on, it won't. It's supposed to be mounted. It's a mic stand.
Yeah, that's a cheap stand. I mean, we're doing the whole thing on the half-ass cheap.
Robert, where's Testing?
He is in Portland. He will be greeting you. No, but he's in Portland now.
Oh, he's in there. He's in Portland today.
Wendell Hall is up. He's up there setting up our live broadcast for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Up in Portland. So this has all been done via Charlie and the people from the website.
Well, it looks good. I mean, I know it's brand new, but I think it looks pretty good so far.
Well, Buzz, what are you seeing now?
Now we're seeing the banner that the camera is aimed at. We're just seeing part of, people won't know this, but they're looking at part of the letter F in the WJFK.
Can you put it just on Mike's shoes?
You'll have to give it a couple of minutes to catch up.
Well, now everybody will be able to see the position that Mike... Hey, that's a nice shot. The position that Mike is in during most of the show. And it's too bad it's not real-time, Buzz, because you're not seeing Mike...
I'm missing it.
You're not seeing Mike play with himself right now, are you?
Oh, Mike.
Are you seeing him diddle himself?
Oh, my God, no. No, but soon everyone will.
Look at him. Jesus.
Somebody taped this for Mike's mother.
Yeah.
Hey, don't bring my mother into this, Burbank. You didn't put your stepmother on the show.
That's right.
Yeah, someone should call Mike's mom. Say, hey, go to this website right now. See what
there
your son
is.
Does for a living.
Now everyone's seeing Mike's crotch.
And now he's unzipping his pants.
Oh. I'm just having a little fun. A little internet porn, okay? All right, away with you. Now show my friend over here across the console.
No, thanks.
Come on, now, don't be bashful. I've never seen it. You love cameras. You love it when there's a camera. We're like little kids, you know? How long has this technology been?
Get it out of my face. Here, I'll put it on. I'll show you my ass. Bring it around to my... Is there enough light to show my ass?
Oh.
There you go. Take a good look.
It's too dark. Bring the lights up. No, now I can see your ass.
Mike,
okay.
Take a good look at that ass. Huh?
Mike's fly is open on the web right now.
I'll show you what I do on... Oh, that's not flattering.
That's not
I know. I don't want to see my ass on TV. God, my ass is gigantic on television.
Is this on the web right now where people can see it?
I think they're getting it like on a minute delay right now.
You let me know when you want me to share them with the world.
Sure, show your feed. Go ahead.
Want to do it right now?
What the hell? I mean, what do we have to lose? This is strictly a test. What are you seeing now, Buzz?
Now I'm seeing your forehead and the window to the outdoors.
Stable. Okay.
You should be seeing my ass pretty soon.
Well, now we see your crotch, Don.
No, you never see my crotch. That's Mike's crotch.
No.
Oh, really?
It's yours. I would know that crotch anywhere.
Okay, well, that's right. Meanwhile, Mike is doing a strip tease with his shoes off, massaging his feet.
Look at these. Now, pull back. You're not getting the real
You know what? That is a retarded-looking big toe you have.
My ass. You boys
that
wish.
That is like a Fred Flintstone toe.
You wish. Would you make some attempt... to photograph my dogs artistically.
Look at him.
Yeah, if he's sitting there, get the whole foot.
Hey, listen. A picture is a picture. Look at the foot.
Yeah.
Look at that thing. You think that's beautiful?
I think it is beyond beautiful. I think it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. There they are.
Look at those. There's a happy girl in Rochester right now.
Oh, that's right. The girl in Rochester is probably J-O-ing watching.
Now, see, there's a little mark there where the sock was on. These feet were in running shoes just a moment ago. Just let them breathe a little bit. Let me get both of them out. There's the inside of my running shoe right there. That is the inside of my running shoe.
Buzz, what are you seeing on the web now?
Oh, we're seeing Mike's toes with his sneaker in the background. Of course, we're still running about a minute to 2 minutes behind.
What do you think about Mike's big toe? That is not the most beautiful.
I think
looks better.
Charlie, away. I want a long shot.
Okay, this is better. Shot. Here's a wide shot that looks better, Mike.
All right. There they are. Those are things of beauty.
You look so gay.
They are gorgeous. The bottoms of the feet are absolutely magnificent. Look at that.
With your pants rolled up.
Look at those feet. Look, they look like an infant's feet.
Oh, God.
Absolutely unscathed. They're like just beautiful. You could make
King Kong's baby's feet.
They are beautiful feet.
Look at them. Oh.
Look at those feet.
Gross.
Gross.
This is why Al Gore invented the internet.
Oh, right, look at that. Look at that. Oh, Charlie, that's a good job.
That is a beautiful shot right
perfect
there.
Perfect.
Look at, yes. Yeah, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, what a
look
foot
at those toes. Look at that. Not a hint of anything between those toes. Perfectly. You could eat off those toes.
No, yeah, thank you.
That is an ugly big toe.
There's, look at that.
That is an ugly
big toe. Now work on down. Work on down.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah. Now, you might, now, the last one's probably like the worst toe. The little toe's the worst one. See? See, there's the little...
Yeah,
that
look,
almost could be almost fungus-like itself.
Well, look at how it's tucked underneath the fourth
yeah
toe.
I can't do anything about that. All right, get off the small toe. I'm not happy about that. I'm not... You're right. You're right. They lack perfection.
It's the Mariah Carey of feet.
There was a day, there was a day when that little toe was perfectly symmetrical.
Well, those are not perfect feet, Mike.
Yes, they are.
They are not perfect feet.
Every man in my family has perfect feet.
I'm now looking at a picture of Buzz.
Looking at the internet.
Over in the news studio.
It's a maybe, nasty reflection.
Maybe you can see his growing lights behind him,
uh-huh,
where Buzz has his little botanical garden back there.
It's the slight blue cast.
There he is. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Don and Mike.
What are you seeing on the web now, Buzz?
Just glare.
Hey, Rob, why don't you come at the camera like Frankenstein?
Now here's Buzz. Charlie was just doing Buzz as a bad guy on Batman.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Hey, oh, now I've arrived.
Do on the side what, Mr. Weed.
All right, let's go back on Rob Bay for a minute, though. Just Rob Bay's giant head.
Rob, come up the camera like Frankenstein.
Rob's giant mouth on the web.
All right.
Jesus Christ. What a mess.
Well,
this is.
So, Buzz, it's coming over the net okay?
It
you're
is.
You're seeing what we need you to see?
Absolutely. I'm still seeing me now turned sideways at that jaunty Batman angle.
Yeah, I guess it's running about 1 minute behind.
So, Rob should be next.
All right. Well, then that's the deal. We'll put the microphone there. Put the camera down now. Just put it on on something nondescript. Yeah, there you go, on the sideways WJFK banner.
Very good.
So listen, go to that website when the people come in today for the talent show. And, hey, Lisa, do we have an updated list of the contestants for the talent show? That's nice, Mike.
What?
Smelling your socks that you just took off your big, sweaty feet.
You know what? I wish I could say there was any even. These aren't normal. I mean, they're not normal socks. It's like they've been... No, there's a hand of foot odor there.
Yeah.
There really is probably just a hand. No, not yeah, yeah. There's a tiny.
Of course there is. It's like 80 degrees outside.
A sneaker, yeah. But really, nothing to speak of. Almost like they're just fresh out of the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, everybody's now seeing your big toe.
I'm so proud of that. That's really the first thing that has been broadcast of me on the net or my feet. I mean, I couldn't wish for it any other way.
Well, are you in agreement or not that they're not the most beautiful feet in the world?
No, they're perfect. They are perfect.
I am, all right.
They will always be perfect.
All right, listen, here's who's coming in today for the talent show.
Very good.
And you'll be able to go to the web and see these people as they perform live in the studio.
All right.
We got a guy named Mike who's coming in to eat live worms.
Good.
Girl named Vicky who's coming in to cross her legs, give herself an orgasm.
That's that ought to be interesting.
Mark is coming in to be shot by a potato gun. By a naked girl.
That one we're going to have to be careful with.
Denise is coming in, I believe at least topless. She can put her legs behind her head and lick her nipples.
That's down.
Erin is coming in, topless. She is going to be moving her boobs in time to music.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Bob's coming in to throw up on command. He'll be the final act, incidentally.
Oh, good.
And that's why we have all the tarps up here at the studio. Corey is coming in to paint pictures with his penis. Eric is coming in to stop a fan with his ass.
I hope the guy that throws up is going to, like, do it into a bucket. I hope we don't need all this plastic around here because there's going to be a splatter factor.
Scott is coming in to eat 50 fish in melted butter. And we are holding out hope that Fred and his monkey show up.
Yes, please,
What's
Fred.
What's the latest on Fred and his monkey?
Well, as always, the good lawyers at CBS have gotten involved in this show, and they've decided that Get on. I don't know what rule this is. That you can't have a monkey come in and perform oral sex on a dog.
Huh. Well, it wasn't going to be that, wasn't it? It was going to be he's going to lick his stomach.
Yeah, but we tried to. But as I said, if you know, some of the chocolate syrup happened to go down the dog's stomach and onto the dog's genitals.
I mean, there's nothing we could do about that.
Well, the lawyers, and you know, I said to. Because I never directly talked to them. There's always an intermediate.
Good.
I said, you know, who are you going to be sued by over this? The monkey's lawyer? The dog's lawyer? You're going to. What are you going to get? There's a Mr. Lassie on the telephone. He's very upset that a dog was, fallaciously performed on today in the studio by a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
But they're against the animal on animal sex.
Mm.
But we're still hoping the guy just comes in with his monkey. We'll give him a prize if the monkey takes a Duke in the studio.
Yay!
Now, when you go to the website. Also, to check this out today, there's going to be an online poll.
There is.
And what you want to do is vote for your favorite, the person who comes in second, because we're going to be voting here on the show. All of us will be voting on who we think wins the laser eye surgery.
Right.
Whoever gets the most votes online and doesn't win the surgery will win $500, and that is courtesy of Sonic Promos.
Wonderful.
You will see their annoying sponsor, a banner ad, on the website today.
Mm-hmm. I bet they're getting a little exposure.
Now, let me see. The link to the webcast window buzz is supposed to be right on the homepage.
It is. It is indeed. Easy to find right in the middle.
I'm reading a letter now that says there's going to be, they're going to have to update the imaging hosted on several different servers, and visitors will need to pick one from the list. If you can't get on DonAndMikeFans.com, if that is loading up right now, the encounter trouble that you may be running into, you should go to DonAndMikeFan.com. That is a singular. That is a second site that's been set up today to cover the volume of web hits.
Cool.
And the whole site is moving to a new server this week that should be able to handle something like 500,000 people at once.
Very good.
So, you know, bear with us. We're doing the best that we can, and if you can see, Buzz, let me go to the phone and see if anybody can see it on the telephone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I mean, not see it on the telephone,
right.
But see it on their on their computers. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's not refreshing. I mean, of course, it's a refreshing seeing Mike's crotch for 10 minutes, but it does seem to be updating.
Now, Buzz, yours was updating?
It's working fine here. I do have a high speed, and I use that term loosely, a high speed connection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that may help.
I hate this place. Nothing works here.
All right, well, listen.
Nothing works here.
Bear with us, okay? We're trying to work out the bugs.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, my friend.
I don't trust that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He was too goofy.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, we're getting everything. Great. The pictures are coming through fine. All I'm seeing is the boring sideways WJFK thing right now, but right. I have a cable modem and I'm jamming.
See, the last guy was kind of like going, eh.
But it really could be what type of computer you're using and how fast your computer is.
All those things.
What did you put it on now, Rob?
Rob just put an apple in.
There's an apple there. That way they'll know if it's refreshing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Apple.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
I can see it, but the screen's not updating itself. And I have a cable modem.
You have cable. All right. Where are you calling from? Does it matter where people are calling from?
Silver Spring.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but somehow. It's not updating itself. I have to close it out and go back in.
There's the apple. It's only running about 30 seconds behind now, if that much.
Yes, I'm such a retard. I was thinking, well, if she's closer, maybe she'd be able to get the picture better.
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here.
Nothing works here, but we're working on it. Please, cut us a slack burger. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have a really slow computer, and the apple's showing right after Robbie said it.
There you go.
Big, yellow, nasty-ass apple.
Yes, right. That's it. You're seeing it. Okay, great.
That's it. No problem.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Looks great up here.
Where are you calling from?
Harrisburg, PA.
Harrisburg, PA. Okay, thank you. Are you seeing the apple?
Yeah, it looks like King Kong dropped something there. I don't know what it is.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
See ya.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got the picture up here. Got the apple. It's refreshing constantly, and I just have a regular phone modem.
Hey, pretty cool.
All right, right
now, hold on. Look at your computer, because Rob has just put a new item in front of the webcam. Can you tell us, let's see how fast yours is refreshing. Let's see if you can identify the item in front of the webcam right now.
It's refreshing, but all I see is the apple still.
15, hang on, it's coming.
Apple again.
Uh-huh. 20 seconds. It's been 20 seconds since Rob placed the new object there.
All right, Rob, remove that object and put my handwritten sign in front of it now.
Everything's cool, but picture it sideways.
There's the new object. About 30 seconds.
Okay, I got you. A bottle of isopropyl alcohol.
Okay, now. I have handwritten a word on a piece of paper. A special message to you.
Okay.
Don't say the word when you see it, but just tell me the first letter, the third letter, and the fourth letter of the word.
The first letter is C.
What is the third letter?
Third letter is N.
What is the fourth letter?
That would be T.
That's right. Okay, you received my special message.
All right, man.
All right, now Mike has just put a special message up also. Walking out the show.
I got a close-up of it now.
And incidentally, this is not Mike doing his, like, nutty handwriting
right.
for a gag. This is Mike's real handwriting, you see.
Okay. Hold on.
Can you see what Mike just wrote?
Not yet.
Up in a second.
I'm glad we found good uses for this new technology.
I got the alcohol bottle back again.
Yeah.
No. The alcohol bottle was back for a moment.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For
a second. All right, then here, there it is. There it is.
Okay.
Do you see it, Buzz?
I do.
To read?
What?
Would you like me to read?
Yeah,
please.
Read mine. Uh-huh.
Okay. I hate that nothing works here. The medication's not working.
Very good.
Now, I'm going to put one other thing up.
Okay.
I'm going to put a picture of Frida up.
Oh, wonderful. You know, for people that have never seen your wife, this will be very exciting for people to see a picture of your wife.
Very lovely.
I'm very proud of her. My soulmate. Now, Ralph, it's upside down.
You know, I'm going to have to move the camera.
All right, go ahead. Move the camera. Get a close-up picture of my wife. Okay, now.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Perfectly. Perfectly centered, Rob.
There it is. There's Frida.
That's a good picture.
Now, are you... Let me know, Buzz, and also the guy on the phone as soon as you get the picture of Frida.
Oh, I see.
It's blurry, but she's very beautiful, I must say.
Thank you.
See, I told you.
No, and actually, that's a joke. That's Connie Chung's mother.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, out of the tabloids.
See, it says
Connie. See, it says Globe exclusive. Mm-hmm. Connie. All right.
And Connie, I miss you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
All right. Glad you're watching it. Thank you, my friend.
It's hello.
Oh, wow. That's a bad line. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Does Mike happen to know that the camera was on before the show started?
Hold on a second. My hotline's ringing. Hold on a second. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Hey, I'm sitting here at my computer paying bills, and I saw that.
Hey, I said that was a joke.
All right. Now it's funny.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Come on. I said it was a joke.
Now I have my eye on you. Now I not only have my ear on you, I have my eye on you.
Honey, it was a little funny.
All right.
Hey, put the camera on me for a minute. Let me give a message to my wife.
Give me a kiss.
Come here. Let me give you a kiss?
Yeah.
All right. Give me the camera.
Yeah, first use some of that alcohol on your lips, and then give me a kiss.
Okay. Mmm. I'm giving you what you like.
Oh, no. Now people see what I have to live with every day.
Hi, Frida. God damn, Mike. Put your whole face in the camera.
How are you?
Oh.
Come here.
I like seeing his alcohol.
Come here.
Which is, you know, what I feel like drinking right now.
Give me the camera.
You got to be real gentle with it.
Okay.
I want to... Be careful when you lift it over, because it's very fragile.
I'll give Frida a shot of an area that she should pay more attention to.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
There's Mike on screen.
Okay. Right down here. See, you know where we are
right now? It's too dark. It's too dark.
You know where we are, though?
Oh, here comes the face. Oh, my God.
You look at Mike's face?
Oh, my God. You know what? You look just like Arch Campbell on this thing.
Oh, that's horrible. Arch Campbell, he doesn't have any hair.
Hi.
I can't get the top of your head. All I've got is that mustache and a big, big smile coming through.
Hi. Hi, how are you? Hi. Hi, it's me.
We're having a blast.
Shall I go to my nose hairs?
Yeah, go ahead. Way up your nose.
Shall I really go to my nose hairs? Got my nose hair? Can you see? No, I got him.
Yeah. Oh. That's gross.
That is scary.
That is grody.
All right, hold on. Passing the camera back to Mike.
I didn't get you, my darling. All I got was Mike's big face.
Well, you know, you just have to wait a minute because it'll come up in a minute.
Now, here's Don on camera.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a handsome look.
Why? What am I doing?
Oh, no.
You look toothless. You look toothless and retarded.
Thank you, honey. why do I look toothless and retarded?
Because I can't see any teeth. Well, I do get a couple of bottom teeth. I got a lot of empty mouth and half open lids.
Really? What are you seeing, Buzz?
I've just gone to this page cannot be found. Oh, now you're back. There was just a moment of trouble there, apparently.
Okay, give me the camera back so my wife can see me for a second.
Now I'm getting lights of the top of the studio.
All right, well, that was what I was trying to show my pants.
How soon before we break this thing?
Pretty soon. Okay.
You know what? If people haven't seen you before, this is not the way to introduce
you. Well, honey,
you're just looking men.
Hi there.
Oh.
How are you? Hi.
Frida, do you see the message at the top of the screen?
Hi. What does the message say?
That?
What does it say?
It says DonandMikeFans.com loves Frida.
That's nice. Who writes that?
The boys at DonandMikeFans.com, I guess.
There's John and Mike's stomach.
Oh, I do get a crotch. I can't recognize the crotch.
Oh, you know what, honey? You're way behind because that was my crotch.
Oh.
That was 2 minutes ago.
What? I got your crotch with the alcohol bottle.
You should be seeing my stomach pretty soon, Frida.
Oh, good.
There's my stomach. There I am.
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, God. You know, this has to be real annoying if people aren't on the internet right now. So
they've got to get on the internet. Come on now.
Yeah. We should probably move on. I love you, honey.
All right, I love you too, Boo.
All right, bye, Sweetie.
Goodbye, Sweetie.
Hold on, let me go back. God. Let me go. What are you seeing now?
Dennis Murphy in his underwear from the cover of his Christmas
CD. Of his CD, right. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Is this the guy that was online before the show?
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw Mike J-O-ing?
Yeah.
Wasn't that funny?
Still burned into my brain.
Now, could you tell that was my thumb?
That's what I was hoping.
Yes, it was. but it was a pretty good illusion, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was my thumb.
Were you disturbed?
Hello?
Hello?
Frida, very pretty in that picture. Hey.
I don't know. It's a different guy now.
Yeah.
Hey, who's that guy who's doing that thing about the medication not working?
A guy from the HBO special on Bellevue.
You mean that was a real guy?
Yeah.
It's a real guy, like in an institution.
I thought it was Rick Moranis or somebody.
No.
Rick Moranis.
He looks a little like Rick Moranis, so when you watch the documentary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, buddies?
Hey, buddy.
I'm out by Sacramento. I get it perfect. I got a slow-ass computer, but I do got a cable modem. About a week and a half ago, I broke my back. I've been miserable, and I swear to God, man, I'm so glad I did, because I'm able to watch this at home. It makes me laugh my ass off.
All right, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. See, the technology apparently works for some.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing now, Buzz?
The cover of the Cabaret CD, which couldn't be more gay.
There's a reflection of Don sideways in the Cabaret CD.
Yeah, I see him. Now let's switch it and put up our favorite singer.
Right.
Chris Burke. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I saw a monkey on my cam. Was that Charlie Broy Hill?
Yeah, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling to let you know I'm a minute. I see you guys are on delay, and I'm on a delay, but it comes up the right specific time you guys do something, it comes on.
The delays are almost matched, though.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah. Okay, right, yeah, because we are talking on a digital delay to drop out the F-bombs. I got you. Okay, thank you. Thanks for checking in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was calling about the reception.
Yes.
I was going to report the quality out here.
How can you talk about the quality when you're calling from a car phone?
Yeah, you're lying, aren't you?
Okay, I was going to say I'm in a bunch of fuzz.
Right, goodbye. But next time you're going to goof call us, they'll do it on a car phone. Dumb. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm blind now that I've seen Dennis Murphy in his diaper. Can you refer me to some kind of help line?
That's not his diaper, I believe. Those are his underpants, I think.
Well, I still have the image burned in my brain.
All right,
please, no more.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Nothing works here. I've been here for 7 years.
I hate this place. Nothing works.
The medication doesn't work.
The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place.
Hey, Mike, here you go. Everybody want to know what secret sound number 4 is?
Yeah.
Here you go. Put it on camera.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh, here's the answer revealed.
Secret sound number 4 is going on camera right now.
Oh, hold on. You got to hold it, like, screwy sideways.
Down a little bit. I guess up a little bit, maybe. Down. Up. There you go. Perfect. Right there. There it is. A lot of you want to know about the high-tech goings-on here at the Don and Mike Show. This is actually one of our tape cartridges that Mike is holding up to the webcam right now. And who's that a picture of you trying to get on there?
I see.
Who is it? Oh, it's Beretta. It's Robert Blake. It's O.J. Blake. Hey, O.J.
O.J.
Juice. Don't do this. Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Did you guys happen to catch the Regis Show today?
No, but you know what? Last night I watched the Regis Show, and I saw maybe the greatest thing. What is Rob doing? Mike, okay, let's put the camera on. Okay. Turn the camera off. Let's try to do a show for a little while at least. Okay?
More fun.
All right. Just leave it on Chris Burke with the word stapler.
There we go.
What, Buzz?
Oh, I just saw the finger on the screen.
And listen, last night on the Regis Show, on the Millionaire Show,
right?
I saw the greatest thing I'd ever seen. Ben Stiller was on. Now, he's the only celebrity on that whole Celebrity Millionaire that I wanted to see play the game.
Funny guy.
And he gets up there, and at first he's pissed because the questions are so moronic.
Right.
Like, really, one of the questions was, green on the American stoplight means what?
Really?
Yeah. So he's obviously pissed, but he's playing along. He gets to $125,000.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go for the $250,000 question.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, he's playing for charity.
Right.
Okay? And he uses his mom, dumb Ann Mara, as a phone-a-friend.
Ann Mara.
Who doesn't know the answer?
Ann O'Mara.
So what's your
name? Go to line six.
Go to line six?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi, Leah.
She's also watching.
Is this Leah?
Oh.
Leah's watching on the web?
Yeah, I'm seeing this stupid, one picture?
Well, no. Well, now it's going to start all over again.
Well, no, I mean, as soon as I found out it was Leah, I just wanted to give her a...
Before. What's that?
You're doing... No, I don't want to do what I was doing before.
Well, put the camera on me so Leah can see me.
But I'm not seeing anything. I'm seeing one picture.
Hi, baby.
Stapler.
Hi, baby.
You should see us now because we both
created you. Me miss you long time.
Me too. Where you guys been?
Did you see us? Do you see us?
No, I see this stupid picture.
There's about a 1 minute delay, Leah, from the time you hear about something till the time you actually see it.
All right, and Leah, you'll finally be able to see Buzz. As soon
again,
as the delay catch.
This picture that says stapler.
We've met before.
No, is it that slow?
That's Chris Burke. That's Corky.
I see. This is all I'm seeing for an hour now.
Well, it should be. Anytime it should cycle through to Mike saying hello to you and me saying hello to
you. Right. And then me.
And then Buzz, who's still on right now.
We've got to keep it dynamic. We've got to keep moving it around. So
do I need to do anything or just...
There's me.
Is it refreshing?
This picture?
Hi. Hi, Leah.
All right.
Hi.
Let me see if anything...
Hi.
I see nothing.
Me. Love you.
I see.
Me. Love you.
I'm doing it.
Is it updating?
Wait.
Has the picture changed?
No.
Hold on. Let me see if anybody else has got him. Hold on a second, Leah.
Wait.
This is, of course, TV's Leah Remini.
Right.
Just go in there.
All right. Well, listen, while Leah's waiting to see if she's getting the refresh picture, let me tell you about Ben Stiller on the Millionaire Show.
Right.
So he's playing for ALS, right, with Lou Gehrig?
I saw the whole thing. Right. I just heard you destroying Ann Mara.
Well, we weren't sure.
She was a freaking dope. I mean, she was
dope. I thought she was very real and very funny.
She was useless as the phone a friend. So listen to this. Ben Stiller is now he's playing for charity, right?
Right.
And he guesses. He just takes a guess and he's wrong, and he loses like $130,000 for charity.
Oh no!
Fantastic. You know, you never see anyone just take a guess anyway on that show.
Lose it. He never really had it.
No, but he could have, but he went for it.
It's not like he put it in, you know, put it on a craps table. I mean, he was...
What was the question?
Any money that gets donated is worthwhile.
Are you going to play that Celebrity Millionaire? No, it's ABC.
Hell no.
Well, what was the question, Heather?
I am smart enough to know that I'm too dumb to go on that show.
Alufa is the... Hi, Leah. Alufa is the fibrous interior of what object? And I think it was a sea animal.
Oh, and you knew this, Rob?
You know what? I guessed wrong on that.
Okay.
I thought it was a sea plant. It turned out...
What about you and Don, Mike? What did you
shoot? I knew what it was.
Oh, no. Mike didn't
know. Oh, you did not know where it came from.
Oh, yes, I did, Leah. I know so much.
How do you figure? I'd like to hear a little mini dissertation on how it comes from that material.
In the late 1950s, there was a sponge diving movie starring Robert Wagner. And
right.
Part of the things that they would dive for would be loofahs along with sponges. And
remember the end of the movie when they revealed that a loofah came from a gourd?
Just my left ball, dimwit.
Hey, Pete Johnson, shut up.
Who's that?
Hey, Leah, you haven't been on this show for a long time.
I know. Who else you been talking to?
Oh, Pete Johnson.
Who?
Pete Johnson.
He's our engineer from New York who we recorded saying horrible things to people.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
That's from Pete Johnson. He insults people on the phone.
Right.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
I like it.
And we have one for guys also.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
Play some of the other ones. Play the Bob on my knob one.
Okay, that's a good one.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
What, Leah?
How come I'm not seeing anything on this?
Oh, we took it off.
Now it's just back on the picture of Corky from Life Goes On.
Oh.
Because we're trying to focus right now on doing the show. We've been focusing on the goddamn webcam for almost an hour.
Oh, who's TomGavin.com? What is that?
What, does he have a banner ad?
I guess he does.
UncleJoe.com? What is
this? Oh, these are all the hangers-on on our show who have their own web pages.
Regulars on the program.
Oh, okay. On the program?
Yes, on the
program.
Yeah, don't go to those pages.
They're right on the program.
So
program.
Listen, Leah.
Yes,
Leila. Leah, big victory for you guys over that British lady, right?
Finally.
Yes. Yeah. No,
that was embarrassing.
Listen, the first time it was a novelty. And I wanted so much. I told Charlie to get you on the show 3 weeks ago when they came on and had the big number because I wanted you to say bad stuff about her.
And what?
I wanted you to come on the show and say bad stuff about the host of The Weakest Link.
Right.
Because they beat you 1 week in the ratings, but then the next week, you know, you guys came back and you beat The Weakest Link and you beat them again this week.
No, it was the first 2 weeks they beat us. Oh, Don and Mike loves Leah.
So the website must have just put that up for us?
That's so cute.
Buzz, are you seeing that? Is that a graphic or something?
Yeah, I've just got the page.
Two faces with a piece of paper in front of it. I don't even see the faces clear.
So are you like in your little mini office right now, talking to us on the phone and watching the computer screen?
I am.
Cool. Are you down by your exercise room?
Yeah.
Down by the bedroom downstairs?
By your bedroom, yes.
By my bedroom, yeah. Would it be forward to ask what you're wearing right now?
No, no, no. I'm wearing a cashmere robe.
Oh, God.
Some Uggs. Those are the greatest slippers on the planet.
What are Uggs? Uggs slippers?
These, like Eskimo-looking slippers.
Oh, okay.
With like that, what is that, like sheepskin?
I think you could throw on some heels.
it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Southern California. Why are you still wearing a robe?
Well, no, no, no. I'm showered. I already have, you know, moisturizer on the face.
Are you working today?
I'm not working today, but I have a meeting. But this is what happened. I worked out.
Yeah.
Okay, I had a late workout. I've already written like 100 nasty letters today.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Because you know how I am with the letters.
Yes.
And when she says nasty, I mean, she writes nasty.
Yeah, lots of language, right? Cool.
Meanwhile, I love you, long time. You know, letters to Penthouse Forum.
Right.
We love you long time.
You love this long time.
You love me long time?
We love you long time.
Long time.
Long time.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Leah, you're only a half hour late calling. We have to break for commercials. But
oh, why?
Because we have to play some commercials at some point during the show.
Are you going
to
hang out in your robe for a
little? Should I hold on?
Yes, here's what I wanted to ask.
I'm anywhere.
No, here's what I wanted to ask you.
What?
Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yeah.
How would you feel, TV star Leah Remini, if people called in and, like, gave us their mom's phone numbers, and then we called the mom up, and you could, like, be the Leah-gram, where you call up and you say,
major CBS television star, you know, saying Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, this is TV star Leah Remini.
Yeah.
I'm calling on behalf of your daughter to say Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah, but make sure there are people that watch the show because I don't want to. I mean, that might be funny if I call it up and she's like, "Why? What do you do?" You know.
Well, what we'll do is we tell people right now if you want your mom involved in this, make sure your mom's a big fan of the show, King.
Exactly.
Yeah. So call us right now at 877-365-3636, and we'll get Leah to say Happy Mother's Day to some people,
so we don't have to make Leah go through the exerciser. What's the show? What is
that? That might be funny, actually.
All right. Well, then.
Funny.
Then whatever. You know, just call with your moms if you want your moms to get a happy Mother's Day from a TV star. Okay, hold on a second.
All right.
Don't put anything on.
All
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Cashmere robe.
All right, very busy show today. We got Leah. We got Mick Foley, Mankind, coming on today.
Bring him on.
And we have all the contestants for the talent show.
Yay.
Eating like worms, giving herself an orgasm, shot with a potato gun, legs behind her head, licking her nipples, moving her boobs to music, throwing up on command, painting with the penis, stopping the fan with the ass, eating 50 fish with melted butter.
Right.
And maybe a monkey.
Yeah, a monkey. We're counting on it.
And all of that on the webcam today at www.donandmikefans.com. I know this is where we normally do the contest, but we're not going to do the contest now because TV star Leah Remini is on the line. If you would like Leah to talk to your mom, call us at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place.
Providing joy. Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're trying.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, if you're attempting to log on to the webcast today, I don't understand this, but I was just told to repeat this, that if you have an NT computer, that means it's loading slower.
Okay.
And they're working on it.
Ah. What's an NT not trying computer?
I don't know. I don't know. NT.
North Turner. you'll get it, but only like 4 for 16.
There you go. Yeah. We're real sorry. I'm sorry. I'm real sorry we can't load those fingers for you.
So if you have the NT computer, it's loading slower. Please keep hitting your refresh button, and what we're going to do in a moment is have Charlie come in and actually just put the camera on us while we're doing the show so that you don't have to stare at the picture of Tom Gavin, which is up on the webcam right now.
Although it's a handsome picture.
Oh, yeah. It sure is.
Would you like another picture? I could find another picture.
Nah, just leave that there till Charlie comes in to run the camera.
Okay, well, you know what? I do have one more picture I'd like to put up. I'll be right back.
Okay, all right. Hi, Leah.
Honey, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I just really love you guys. I really miss talking to you. I really do.
Did you talk to her already?
No.
Oh. Well, we love you too.
What?
What?
What do you mean, did you talk to me? Are you dropping a bomb or something?
No, I'm not dropping a bomb.
No bombs here.
Okay, now where did you get that thing? Nobody, medication doesn't work here.
From HBO. An HBO documentary where a guy, I think it's
this
called...
This officially shows me how much I love you guys because I saw that.
Right.
That whole thing made me pee in my pants.
What, the Bellevue show?
The Bellevue show with the woman with the glasses. Eventually the glasses, her new glasses, ended up like her old ones with the tape.
Yeah, did you see where they gave her new glasses?
They gave her new glasses, and then like a week later,
she put
I saw a little piece of tape.
I don't think they were broken. I think she just put tape on them just
That's
to make them feel.
That's what I'm saying. Again.
All right, let me play Leah in here before we do the Mother's Day thing.
Next is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens, Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is. And hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
You're trying real hard to be a good boy with a camera on, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
I appreciate it.
I'm trying to behave myself.
I think our radio listeners appreciate it.
That's good. You know, because the camera doesn't lie.
You're focusing on the radio show right now.
Why? What happened? What did you
say? Oh, nothing. Well, see, now he's... Get the camera off him, because now he's doing his phony smile.
Oh, okay.
He's doing his Deborah Dean smile now. Hey, let's call people. Leah,
yeah.
We have people who... they want you to call their mothers.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start with Mike. Let me see. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Please say hello to TV star Leah Remini.
Hi, Leah. How you doing, baby?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
Now, you're...
Thinking about that robe you're wearing right now.
your mom, Rose, is that her name?
Actually, my sister, Rose, who babysits for me and has a girl of her own. She's a big, big fan of the show.
No, sisters don't call, and you already made a comment about Leah's robe, for God's
Mother's
sake.
Day. Hold on, Leah. Let me grab
Mother's Day moment.
Let me grab someone else. Let me try Kevin. Hey, Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, Kevin, is it your mother that you want Leah to call?
Yes, it is.
Great. Now, does your mom watch the CBS show King of Queens?
Yes, she does.
Does your mom wander around the house going, I hate this place. I've been here 7 years.
I thought that was my mother on that tape.
All right, and your mom's name is Eleanor?
Eleanor, yes.
All right, beautiful. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second, Leah, while I dial this guy's mom.
Okay.
Hold on. This is very confusing now. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm. Charlie,
Mike,
Charlie, I'm not. No, don't blame me for this. Charlie comes over as soon as I get my water, and I take a swing of my water, and he's.
See, this is not going to work.
Hello.
Is this Rose?
Hello.
Hello, is this Rose?
Is this Eleanor?
I'm sorry, Eleanor. Thank you, Mike.
Who's concentrating?
No, she's in here.
Well, excuse me, I'm only running the controls and dialing the telephone.
Yeah, but you accused me of losing my concentration.
And looking at you.
And I remembered that it was
Muggett.
Eleanor.
Okay. Touche.
Thank you.
Eleanor.
She isn't here.
Oh, Christ. Listen, you're on the radio. This is the Don and Mike show, and we have a Mother's Day message for Eleanor.
Well, she isn't here. All right.
Who is this?
Is this Eleanor's mother?
No, that was,
That sounded like maybe a grandma.
Wow.
Well, let me check out. Hey,
go away. Oh. She ain't here. Go away.
Crap. Hey, Leah? Are you there, Leah?
No, this is Kevin.
Oh, my God. I made a mess of this. I think I just hung up on Leah, Charlie. Oh, no. On line six? You don't think so? Leah? Hello?
Hello?
Leah? Leah?
Jerry.
See, it's not Leah. It's Jerry. I lost Leah.
We hung up on Leah?
Okay. No, I hung up on Leah. Oh, not on purpose, of course.
Of course.
Ay, ay, ay. Kevin? No,
not badly, hopefully.
Oh, what a mess this segment has turned into. Doesn't anybody want Leah to say Happy Mother's Day to their mother?
Well, it's just a little weird. Just a little weird in here right now.
All right, well, as long as Leah's not on the phone, I'll tell you what's
yeah, I mean,
going
yeah,
on. Please.
I'll be honest with you. I know you're thinking about that. Yeah. I'm thinking about it, too. It has nothing to do with the camera. It has everything to do with that.
No, Charlie says to me during the commercial, he says, hey, Leah's going to be in New York in a couple of weeks when you guys are going up to NEW.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You might want to put that paper down.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Has the C word on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
So Charlie says, Leah's going to be in New York when you guys go to New York in a couple of weeks. I said, great. And he says, yeah, she's going up there to be on Big Bird show.
Right.
And I said, oh, well, that's, you know, that's not good. It's like,
yeah, I was pretty surprised. Yeah.
We feel like we've urinated on Leah, that she's our, you know, like, you know,
yeah.
like a bear in the woods does.
I mean, yeah. She, you know, she does other shows. She has before, but, you know, especially up there, we thought that, you know, she'd be in town. It would be, it'd be us.
This show. Right. And I mean, you know, there's the whole, you know, loyalty thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think Charlie has broached the subject with her yet.
You were a little floored by that.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, you can't help but be floored by that.
She said that CBS wants her to do it. And I'm sure that she could say to CBS, you know, no thanks, I'm loyal to another CBS show, right?
Haven't we covered that ground with her? Haven't we?
I thought we had in a roundabout way one time when somebody wanted her to be on their show.
And I think maybe when we've had, you know, a couple of the dinners and lunches that we might have brought that up.
But anyway,
wow.
I mean, we just heard that during the commercials. And, you know, generally we're not protective of anyone who comes on the show, but we're a little protective of Leah.
Well, and
right?
And with that particular scenario, now that we're up there, we feel a little weird about it.
Sure.
And rightly so.
I mean, absolutely.
I think it's a natural feeling.
Line 7? Is she hearing this?
Not on line 7, no.
Not. Oh, crap. Not on line 7.
So now we have to bring it up?
We have to bring it up. We have to.
Yeah.
Out of respect for her, we have to bring it up.
Okay.
Hi, Leah? Oh, Leah?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm sorry I hung up on you.
That's okay.
That was an accident.
That's okay.
Listen, it's awkward for us with you right now.
Why?
Because you want to go on Big Bird's show.
Who's Big Bird?
You know, the other disc jockey. He's got an edict in this company that we can't say his name on the radio.
Oh.
We're completely... We'd be lying to you if we said we weren't completely freaked out by that.
Yeah, but I told you that was going to happen, and then I went further as to tell me what you want me to say. And I will fight.
No. See, that's the whole thing. You can't go on Big Bird show and fight for us.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Now you're going to get into all the internal politics of this ridiculous company. I mean, you can't. He's got an edict that we're not allowed to say his name on the radio.
He does?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, we're not kidding you at all.
No.
Why can't I bring that up?
Hey, I have a question for you, Leah.
What?
Have we ever talked about that, like, off air? Have we, when we've gotten together, when we've, you know, been just chatting, has that subject ever come up? Because I'm not sure whether it has or not, whether we've told you all about our history with that individual.
You told me a basic story without getting into specifics.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, basically, we know that you do other stuff, and, like, we don't mind that you did, like...
No, you're a big star, and you do other shows. I mean, that's part of the deal. It's just, on this particular thing. It just, I don't know, it's weird.
There's just a couple shows. Well, really, there's only one show that would really bother us if you went on it. And,
right.
And that's
no,
the one.
I told you, I have no problem saying something.
No, but see, that's wrong because, first off, I'm sure that he would get around it some way. He would delete it out or get off topic.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't want you going on there fighting a battle for us for a war that doesn't really exist.
Yeah, it's just, you know, for the longest time, the understanding has been we don't mention him, he doesn't mention us.
Okay.
But with that said, you know, it's always been kind of a weird position for us.
And, you know, you are kind of exclusive to this show, even though we know that you do other interviews in junk, you are kind of exclusive to this show.
Right.
You know, we've had you on, like, for 3 years. And, I mean, it's been a two-way street. You've been wonderful to us. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, just because of the whole history, it just completely creeped us out.
So what do you want to do? You want me to cancel it?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We really had to think about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
But, you know, your life is you're a major, huge television star. We're lowly disc jockeys.
Uh-huh.
So these are the petty things that we worry about.
I hear you.
So, okay. You know.
Well, let me see what I could do.
Okay. Well, then we'll see what we can do.
So that's what was bothering you?
Yes.
Okay.
When we found out, which was just a few minutes ago, it's weird. You know, because we haven't talked to you in a long time, and we don't, as I said, you do a lot of interviews, and it's, and, you know, you do whatever you want. We're not in any position to, you know, to tell you how to do your job. And it just, but we had to be honest, because we've always been honest with you, and you've always been honest with us. And that,
right.
But,
yeah,
and you've also been extremely good to us, and it even feels weird to say that, because it's just, it creeps us out. I wish the whole situation was different.
You know, it would be different if we had a show where we had a million celebrities on all the time. But
right.
Frankly, we don't.
Right.
You know, we're a little pissy show. I mean, frankly.
What does that mean?
But what it means is that, you know.
Why would that change anything?
No. Understand. That we're not like the other shows where they have a constant stream of guests coming in.
Exactly.
Right. We don't. I mean, for us, here's the rotation.
Okay.
It's you and the wrestler today, Mankind,
mm-hmm.
And the host of America's Most Wanted.
Okay.
That's like our three rotation of guests that we have on the show.
Yeah, we've never been a guest-driven show, and when we have somebody we like, we maintain that relationship for a very long period of time.
But it must be an exclusive relationship.
Well, and it also is based on the person themselves. And with you, in your case, it's based on the fact that you're a natural for this show. It's been wonderful having you on. It's always, always, and I mean every single time you're on the show, it's a special segment. It really is, and I mean that. It's always fun when you come on the show because you bring an energy to the show that we've never had with any other celebrity that's been on this show.
Right.
But we can't share you. We can't.
It's horrible.
We can't. Listen, I don't.
It is horrible.
We can't share you.
Okay.
You know, you must decide.
All right. Oh, I have to decide.
Yes, you must decide.
Oh, okay.
I just had to delete that out because you got to refer to him in code because, seriously,
all right.
The guy is so paranoid. He has
Big Bird Show.
If you go on the Big Bird Show,
you're saying you can't justify talking to me after that.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's pretty ugly. Okay, so what...
We don't ask... You know what? At least give me this. We don't ask a lot. We've never asked anything. In this regard, we've never asked anything. Don't start yelling at me, please.
We've asked her a lot.
But we've never asked for anything...
No, not like this.
In this regard.
We've never asked anything like this. And it's also not that... I don't know. We have to ask you. Do you think it's that big a deal that we're asking about this? Yeah.
Well, I only think it's a big deal if it bothers you that much. It's not. I can never. I don't think it's right for anybody to ever say you shouldn't feel that way. Because if you feel that way, then it's important.
I mean, I guess the question would be: is it that? Is it in your mind that big a deal whether you do or whether you don't? I mean, I know you might have obligations and stuff like that.
Well, the only reason why it would be a big deal for me to cancel is because when you cancel on somebody, that's a big thing,
uh-huh.
And the fact that my network asked me to do it.
Oh, okay.
But That doesn't mean that I still can't do that. That still doesn't mean that. I'm not going to get fired for not doing it.
I agree.
But if I had asked you, if you had a chance, like, let's say you had a chance to get, what's her name?
Who?
From, what's her name?
Who? Go ahead.
The one that I,
who?
Miss Congeniality.
You mean the lady from the NBC show? Sandra Bullock?
Let's say Sandra Bullock was going to come on the show. And you guys became very friendly with her.
And you had a feud going or something like that? Or you had a bad relationship with her and you just took it personally that she would come on the show?
Yeah, and I said to you...
We would in a heartbeat.
You know, you pretty much won't...
In a heartbeat, we'd dump her.
Huh?
In a heartbeat, we'd dump her.
Well, let's do for tit for tat. Why don't you give me somebody that you have scheduled to talk to? A star.
Okay. I told you we don't have stars on this show.
Okay.
But I understand what she's saying. I mean, she wants a little, you know, I think it's fair. She wants something in return.
No, I don't even want it. I'm just saying.
All right, Mantine.
If you do it.
The rest.
Is it?
All right, I give you one today.
I do that.
All right, here's one today. A guy, we have a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the wrestler Mankind, Mick Foley?
No.
Okay, he's a very famous wrestler.
Uh-huh.
Best-selling author.
Right.
Is it wrestler, honey, or wrestler?
Well, we say wrestler.
Wrestler.
Oh, and now, how did this get decided?
Just being irreverent.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway,
yeah,
we've had him on the show before, and he's coming on today, and he was planning on coming on in the future. I would be glad to cancel him today if that would make you feel better.
But that's not in the same...
No.
I mean, he's a wrestler.
But honey, in this realm...
He's
in,
a wrestler, honey.
But listen, hey, how many times am I going to tell you, in this world that we live in...
Mm-hmm.
In our world, in
you
our...
You are all we have.
Yeah, in our weird little world, you know, I'm sorry you can't grasp this concept. To have Mankind on the show is a big deal for us. To have you on the show is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally we spend all of our time talking about our pathetic lives.
Right.
We don't have guests on this show.
Right.
So if you're...
Yeah, like, but so the main loyal person...
Let me give you something.
You're saying that I'm going over to Big Bird.
Yes.
And like my relationship with Big Bird will be even close or
no
similar to the relationship that I have with you.
No.
Okay.
Don't think so. It's just a matter of which show are you associated? Which show have you been associated with for the longer period of time?
So I understand that, but it wasn't like he put it to me like, hey, listen. If you're part of the Don and Mike thing, don't want to be part of it, and then I chose him over you.
Huh?
Okay. It's not like he said to me, choose Don and Mike or me, and I said I choose you.
Of course, and you know why?
What?
Because really, he doesn't care about you. Because you're just one of 1 million actresses he has on his show. We don't have 1 million actresses on our show.
No, I don't think that's the point. I think that the more power you give somebody, the more power they have. Over you. So you're saying that he threatened you that much.
Don't try to turn this around, please.
I'm not. I already said what I was going to do.
What are you
gonna do? I'm just playing out a conversation with you.
You know what it's based on? Let me tell you what it's based on. A lot of what it's based on is years and years and years and years of a certain, and I don't know if this is going to be delayed, but I'm not going to use any names here, but I'll say a hypothetical situation. If in this business somebody always talked about the fact that they created everything, they invented everything, they did everything.
Right.
And then say you would be doing something on your show that you would hear on that other show 2 days later.
Right.
And it's frustrating. And with you, it's not a question of having a celebrity interview. With
right.
you, it's kind of an ongoing relationship that we've always had that... Where it's different than having a guest on the show. It really is. It's much different. It's much different than having any other person in media or television or the movies on the show. With you, it's something where it's kind of a recurring thing. It's an ongoing thing.
You're on all the time. I mean,
when
you've not been on for a couple of months, but, you know, you're a good friend of ours.
Right. No,
and we're not just, you know, the piece of ass interview.
And it's not a question of being threatened as much as soon as that move is made, because of the interaction between the two programs, it would be as though those segments would be suddenly watered down. They would lack the intensity because, well, it's been on that show, too. And that's, I think, the way we feel.
And other than our own personal lives, which we talk about all the time on the show because they're the only goddamn thing we can talk about that's unique to us that we can talk about and no one else can do. You know, outside of that, it's like, you know, we got a couple people who come on the show all the time, and you're one of them.
Right.
And I would say, and I say the same thing to the clown that comes in and reviews movies on our show who you've never heard of before. You know, I've said to him, you want to go on another show? They're fine. Goodbye.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So it's the same thing. I mean, it, in a way, it's a compliment to you.
No.
Oh, it's an enormous compliment. I mean, it's,
no, I understand that part of it. I understand that part of it.
This is painful to be dishonest.
What?
It's painful to be dishonest. But we have to be. We have to be because we otherwise it would be, we'd be sitting here being phony with you and that's like,
yeah, we don't want to be phony with you.
Probably the last person that we would want to be phony with that's been on this show ever.
Okay. No, I understand that. Now, why not, it, like if I did another radio show, which I have.
Because there's not that level of history with other radio shows like there is with that one.
Yeah, and also, you know, other radio shows, you know, we don't receive the phone calls saying this individual invented this, this individual created this, you are ripping this individual off, which we have dealt with for years and years and years. That's the reason.
Okay.
Other radio shows, they aren't relevant in that regard.
Well, it's the same individual who, after saying for years and years, I'm the greatest, I will talk about anything, put a gag order on not only us, but all the disc jockeys in this company, that we're not allowed to mention his name.
Well, I don't understand that.
It's a tad hypocritical.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like people are, what they're doing is people are drawing lines in the sand all the time in this company. All the disc jockeys are drawing lines in the sand.
Right.
And I'm sorry, you're our line in the sand.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's a, I don't know. I know it. I don't see any way that it can't come across
Frankly, as a little bit petty,
but I mean, it's from the heart, and it's just, we could sit here and say, hey, no problem, but we'd be lying to you if we did that. And it's, you know, it's
listen, I don't think anybody's feelings are petty. So I'm not negating how you feel.
Tom's are.
What?
Tom's are.
Who?
Tom Petty.
What are you talking about?
Tom Petty's feelings are petty.
Little joke, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
So are Richard's.
Richard Petty.
Richard Petty's feelings are petty.
Don, you know I love you. That wasn't your best work.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me for trying
your best work.
Excuse me for trying to liven up a segment here that, frankly, you know, it's more like something you would see on The Young and the Restless.
Listen, first of all, I'm not the one who brought the drama.
We did.
Now I'm being nice and talking it out, and you think I make a... So is Tom Petty. That's really going to bring...
Hey, listen, honey, I got news for you. That's my grade-A stuff. That's my fastball right there. I'm giving you my best material. I'm racking my brain right now. Lori Petty. There's another Petty.
Who's Lori Petty?
She's the actress. She was in Footloose, I think.
Lori Petty?
Isn't there a Lori Petty?
Exactly right.
Right. I've covered the Petty... The entire Petty.
You're king of the Petties.
King of the
Hey, you're really sticking to this one, too, huh? Hi.
That's a very... You got one, Robbie?
You could go Petty Bone.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, that's insulting. That
what
is.
What did you say?
Richie Pettibone. He was a former coach of the Washington Redskins. It doesn't count.
Listen.
Have you guys been on for a while? What's going on there?
No, we're on. Hello.
We're on.
We're on.
What?
We're on right now talking.
We've had a very busy travel schedule.
Okay. All right.
We've been working very hard this spring.
That I'll give you. Okay.
Okay.
Like, you're scaring me a little bit.
Well, you're scaring us a little bit.
Wait, we're scaring you...
How?
How?
No, just this last little bit was not great. But listen...
Why was it not great? It was real. I'm sorry, it was real.
The petty joke?
Oh, the petty thing she's talking about.
Will you get off that, please? Leave it a throwaway. God damn.
Listen, I don't need the antagonism from you, Don. I'm going to talk this out with you.
We're having a moment.
Nobody else would have said, listen, this is my job. I'm not even going to entertain the thought. If you can't deal with it, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I respect your opinion. I respect that you guys would feel very hurt by this. And I'm seriously talking to you about it.
Yes, we're working it out.
Right off the bat, I'm willing to say forget it.
Okay, well then, did you say forget it?
I got to make some calls.
You know what? And
it's, okay.
I think that I feel weird about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I really do. I wish it wasn't like that. I wish our business wasn't like this. And, you know, down here, way down here on our level.
Yeah.
You know?
On the bottom rung.
We're the bottom feeders, Leah. We really are, and we have these situations. I mean, your business... You can have other actresses that go on other shows, and you talk about other actresses in glowing terms, and that's the way it's done, and that's the way it's done in your line of work. You know, down here, with the bottom feeders, man, it's not always pleasant. It's probably one of the least pleasant aspects of this job.
And you know what? It's not the first time. Do you know how many times we've had... Well, do you remember that band called Bananarama?
Yeah.
Okay. When they had their hit records out,
yeah,
we were doing a morning show,
yeah,
and they went to another radio station first.
Right.
When they came over to our radio station, because they should have been on our show first, that's back when we shared guests, we made them stand outside in the rain for a half hour pushing the station intercom button, and we never let them in.
Why?
Because they went to the other show first.
It's always really been, back in the days of music radio when you had... artists coming into town.
But aren't these the very politics that annoy the crap out of you?
Yeah.
What does it matter where somebody goes first?
It matters because if you're doing a morning show and you're competing against other stations, you know people punch around the dial. Yes. You don't want them to go, hey, I just heard Bananarama on the Joe Dick show. Now Bananarama is going to be on the Don and Mike show.
Well, on the other hand, they might go, Bananarama's on. Who gives a crap? I need to move on to another station because I really don't give a shit. You know.
Yeah, right. You know what? Maybe you're right. But back in the day, that's the bag that we were in with Bananarama. We were stuck with guests like Bananarama.
Right.
But I know we've done it to other people.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think less of us now?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good. I'm glad.
Not at all. I respect your opinion, and I respect that you told me.
Thank you.
You know? And I know I understand how you feel. I don't put off by it or anything.
I'm glad.
I'd like to hear you like this, especially Don, because...
Why? What did I do?
Because you sound a little irritated with me, and, you know...
Honey, I'm trying to move the show on. It's my personality on the show.
Okay. Now, did you or did you not say to me that we talk about nothing but our lives, and this is all we have to talk about?
Yes.
So now you're putting down this particular segment... that we've taken this time to talk about your feelings as something that's boring and uninteresting.
No, this is very interesting, I think. I think people like this.
Sure. I mean, it's real. If nothing else, it's real.
Okay, but you keep saying I'm trying to move the segment along like it's dragging ass.
She's got a point.
Well, both of you, shut up.
True.
Seriously, true.
Where's Buzz?
I think we're all a little uncomfortable with this.
Yeah, yes,
I know I am. Leah's not. I think Leah can handle anything.
I'm gasping for air.
Really?
Yeah.
It's simple.
You know, you
it's very awkward.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you're gasping for air?
Buzz, no, would you like to address that gasping for air comment with Ms. Remini?
No, it's just, when this all first hit, we just felt winded.
How fast she can turn on you, Buzz?
Oh, I don't feel that she's turned on me.
You
she
can't make
me
a throwaway comment on this show when Leah's on the line.
I know
just
that.
Get away with it.
Yeah, no, it's just like having the wind knocked out of you because it was a very tense moment when this first came up.
All right.
That's all.
But we're just talking about it.
Right. Yeah. Which is good.
Okay.
What's
going on here?
I love having Leah. We've come to the understanding, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, then listen. Okay. You know, we love you.
Okay.
We love you so much.
We just wish you weren't so darn popular. Why?
Now, are the other things approved?
Are what other things approved?
You do anything you want. There's only you do. You know what you do? Well, first of all, you go on all sorts of radio shows all the time.
No.
Don't you?
I don't.
I thought you do.
No, I don't.
Okay. Don't you go on Rick D's?
One satellite thing that I called you guys and said these guys suck.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was it.
Well, really, you could go on. You want to go on Kevin and Bean on K-Rock? That's fine.
That was all part of that one thing.
Yeah, but what I mean is that's okay.
Okay, no, I'm
we know them. You want to go
on a bunch of radio shows.
You want to go on Dumb Rick D's show? That's okay.
Hey, how are you, Leah Remini?
I did that once. Okay, yeah.
Okay, see, we have no problem with that.
Okay.
Hey, how many shows are you away from the big number? Like that big magic number where you never have to work again a day in your life?
Oh, well, this next season.
So you're basically signed up for next season, too, right?
Right.
So
we got to make it to the end of next season.
Oh, no problem.
Basically.
And then, you know, let me ask you a question, because you've done a lot of television shows. When you get to that magic number, is there like a huge blowout, a huge party where everybody realizes that the royalty checks will be coming in and stuff like that?
Well, it honestly depends what kind of deal you have. I mean, if you don't have any points in the show, then you don't stand to make that kind of money.
But you do, right? You have points?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, if King of Queens gets to 100 episodes, that'll guarantee that it'll be in syndication, which
right.
means that Leah will be rich.
No, I don't have points in the show.
Oh, you don't?
Yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck.
Okay. All right, good. Are you up? Do you renegotiate every year?
Yes, my friend.
Uh-huh. Good for you, then. Good for you.
Last year, they didn't give me a raise.
Gary.
This year, you know, we're going to try to, you know, I got to get something.
Right. Gary Stiller negotiates every year with God. Do you know that?
For another year?
Yeah, for another
year.
For another year of life. For another year of breathing.
You know what I saw about Jerry Stiller, and you can shed light on this one. I was watching that Friars Club roast when they roasted Jerry Stiller, and Ben Stiller was saying, hey, my dad hates this kind of language and hates bad language. And is he really like that, where he's really sensitive about people using foul language?
No.
No, he's not?
Not that I know. I mean, he said a few words.
Okay.
You know, in telling a story. but he's really against any kind of prejudices, you know, which is good.
Well, that's bad news for you, Rob.
That's the thing I have observed.
All right.
Yeah, but that's good.
All right, yeah.
All right, well, listen.
As far as cursing, he's not against cursing, no.
Okay. Good, okay.
No. Because, see, I mean, if he did, Kevin and I are in trouble.
All right, my
sweet. The word out of our mouth is not good.
Darling, we have to go.
We gotta go?
We have to go.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Update on the crap that I'm about to receive. I'm calling and tell you.
Is everything okay?
Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
You're not going to hang up the phone and say, I'm never going to deal with them again, are you?
No, I love you guys.
All right, we love you too.
But I'm going to call you and give you an update about the crap I'm about to get.
There will be no crap.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
You don't think they'll care?
Well, no. That's not the right answer. No.
You know, there might be crap. There might be big crap for you and for us, actually.
Really?
Yeah, we might get crap for having you on here to talk about this.
Yeah, we probably will get crap for this. This will probably come down on us rather hard.
All right, so we'll get crap.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
We'll get crap together.
Okay, good.
All right.
You the woman.
All right, thanks, Leah.
Okay, baby.
Okay, bye. Well, that might be her last ever appearance on the show.
I'm kidding, Buzz.
Good.
I'm kidding. I like the way she handled it.
She could handle it totally different.
Besides,
you know, like everything, I'd rather have that conversation on the air than off the air.
Yes.
Charlie said to me, you call her tonight and tell her. I said, I don't want to I don't want to call her tonight and tell her tonight.
And it wasn't a webcam in here. It was as soon as you, didn't you tell me that during the commercial break? And she came back on and I was just like, I was sitting over here pouting.
Right. Yeah, sure, of course.
How many people do we have? How many celebrities do we have that are regular guests on this show?
None.
She's it. She's the only one.
She's it.
Okay.
All right. Well, she's a grown woman. I'm sure she'll make the right decision.
Amen.
She will. I'm sure she will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leah, love you long time.
You are the weak thing. Goodbye.
I think she'll come around.
It's not a question of coming around. I think she's aware of the fact that it's probably going to be not the easiest thing for her to deal with.
Yeah.
She gets a little bump in the road. It's not like a really big deal for her.
No, and I didn't want to say to her face, I'm sure that, you know, Big Bird is not going to walk off his show because Leah cancels a segment on him.
But, you know, things like this have a way of moving their way through the company.
Yeah. Right. Much like a piece of corn.
You know, exactly.
Through your mouth, works its way down your digestive tract, through your intestines, ends up coming out in your poops. You know, never mind.
Hey, we're honest. You know what? We let everybody know that. Everybody listening. That's
enjoy it twice.
I have no problem with that.
We want her on this show. Don't want her to be on Big Bird's show.
Fair.
Now, I think the webcam has been on Mike's feet for roughly the last 20 minutes while we've been talking to Leah.
Right.
Are any contestants here for the contest yet?
Let's find out. We have the webcam.
Break. Yeah, and we got a break. We got to do commercials.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, hopefully we'll start the actual talent show to give away the $5,000 laser eye surgery. You can see Mike's feet right now if you go to www.donandmikefans.com.
All right.
What are you waving at it now?
Yeah. 9.
Hi.
That's a weird segment.
I know it was.
Yeah, very.
Hey, but weird is good.
Weird is good.
Weird is not bad. Weird's never been bad on this show.
Never at all. It's honest.
Weird's good.
It's real, and I'm glad we did. I'm very glad that was dealt with on the air.
Yep. And I stand by my Tom Petty joke.
Good for you.
Not, you're right.
Not your best work.
Please. I didn't even mention Adam.
Right.
You know, the dead one.
Adam Petty?
Oh,
Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kyle Petty. Kyle Petty, the dead one. Adam's the other one.
No, mm-hmm. Adam's dead. Kyle's alive, isn't he?
I don't know. One of them's dead. One of them's... they all fit in my joke, though.
Theft.
Let's break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building.
Great. Working directly under Melvin and Sumner, Don and Mike.
All right, everybody, time to go to your computers now, because we're going to start the talent show.
Fantastic.
Yay. Charlie, come in, get the webcam synced up and turn the lights on. While we're waiting to start the talent show, I'll go to www.donandmikefans.com. If you want to see the acts, you can vote online for your favorite act there. We do want to thank a big fan of the show who lives in South Carolina.
Oh, very good.
Wrote a letter to the local newspaper about our show, and actually it's right here in Letters from Readers.
I like that.
I don't even see the headline. Don and Mike show is vulgar.
Ah, wonderful. That's exciting.
It's a wonderful advertisement for the show.
Uh-huh.
I'll just read this while we're waiting for the contestants to come in, please, to start the talent show. Dear editor, I'm writing this letter to express my disgust with the decision to add the Don and Mike show to the daily lineup of WFIS radio.
That's our little station in the mobile home.
Right. Greenville. After listening to this show for a couple of minutes, I could not believe something so vulgar and trashy would be aired over what I would call a hometown radio station.
Hometown!
I also cannot believe that the people of the Golden Strip will stand for programming like this being broadcast from their hometown. I realize it's different strokes for different folks in this day and time, but with all the problems parents have with their kids today, this is the last thing they need to listen to.
Boo!
Some hyped-up guy talks explicitly about his sex live over the air while both DJs use profanity, not to mention taking the Lord's name in vain. I guess I was just raised differently from the people who promote such filth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. I sincerely hope WFIS management will reconsider this change and take this trash off the air. WFIS has always been a good station to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine why they thought this would be an asset to the programming. But some people will do anything for money. Here's the best part I love about this letter. If any adult in our community has not listened to this new show, I suggest you take 2 minutes out of your day between 3 and 7.
There you go.
And listen to what is being broadcast over the airways from our hometown station.
That's an ad right there.
That is, if you can stand, 2 minutes of trash.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from our fan of the day, Brenda Hughes, from Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you for the free advertising. We sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you, honey. Do you think the people at WFIS are evolved enough that maybe they wrote this letter? Because the...
Not a chance.
The only thing that makes me think it might be a plant letter is...
Right.
Right at the very end, it says, if any adult in our community has not listened to this new show, I suggest you take 2 minutes out of your day between 3 and 7.
Yeah, it does sound like a plant, but I don't think so. I don't think they have that level of marketing sophistication.
All right. Well, thank you for the wonderful support in Greenville.
Sure.
Oh, you got it there? Oh, you want to try to get her number, Robbie? See if she's a real person.
Right.
Okay, let's go. Charlie, who's our first... Do you know who the first person is for the contest?
No, I have not been organizing this one.
Yeah, Lisa's organizing this one. Lisa?
Who do we have? Who's first on the list?
Come on, bring somebody in. And Buzz, log on that website.
I'm there.
What are you seeing right now, Buzz?
Right now I'm seeing a blank screen. Sometimes that happens. Here it comes. It's loading again. Now I'm seeing you, Don.
Oh, well, that's it's still running about a minute behind then, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing on your screen, Mike? Because you're seeing real time.
I've got Buzz, and now I've got the ceiling, and now I've got the ceiling coming down back to me.
Flipping over.
That's flipping over. Some guy with his feet up.
All right, here comes somebody, and I believe they're going to be eating something.
Very exciting.
So Charlie has the webcam. Do you need all the lights in here on, Charlie?
No, I think we're good.
You think we're good with the lights like that?
Now we have a woman coming in, and we have a man coming in.
Is this the potato gun couple? Who is this? Hi, step up, please. We don't know who you are and what you're going to do.
Hi, my name's Mike, and I'm going to be eating worms. She's going to be feeding them to me.
Oh, Mike's the guy who's going to eat worms. Is your wife Your wife, your girlfriend?
This is my wife.
Your wife, Nadia?
Yes.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Charlie Broyhill is getting a shot of the worms right now on our webcam. Charlie, get a nice shot of these two people. Nadia is...
Look at them bad boys in there.
Nadia is very hot. Get a shot of Nadia. And Mike is, well, he's got a ponytail, but beyond that, he looks all right. There you go. There's a nice shot of those two.
Very nice. See yourself on the picture there? Isn't that cool?
There you go.
New technology for our show. We've never done one of these before.
Blazing trails.
Oh, man. Whoa.
What'd she say?
Nothing.
What'd she say?
What'd you say? Say it again, Nadia. What'd you say?
I said that he's doing a very good job.
Hey, Charlie Broyhill?
Yeah, I'm trying to butter him up, too, so we win.
She seems smitten with Charlie.
He is not a judge.
Oh, well, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Saying hi to you now, okay. All right, let's start this competition. You're going to eat 12 earthworms?
No.
No?
24.
24.
Cool. 24. Now, is this something you've done before, sir? You feel confident?
I've eaten earthworms before, yes.
Yeah. All right, and these are live earthworms?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
What a sicko this guy is.
All right, let's do it. Let's get this party started.
Now, are you going you're going to do this topless?
Yeah, but we see you going to unbutton your blouse.
So you're
going
to add to the end. That's great. That's always important.
I want all the stops here because I need the surgery. So.
That's great.
Well, Nadia, you got to talk into this microphone. We can't hear you.
Sure I am.
I said Charlie's not aiming.
He's not aiming.
How am I not?
Wonderful.
He's aiming right at you.
Yes. Nadia obviously works out.
Nadia has a nice black bra on.
Right. Which I believe now, Nadia, will you be keeping the bra on while you are feeding him the worms or not? It's a significant decision that is made when you're in a competition of this kind.
Are you taking your pants off too?
Keep the bra and lose the trousers.
Sure. Will you leave your underpants on or off?
How about you see?
Okay. All right. Let's see what you have.
Wait and see what happens.
She's going to take her pants off, and we'll see what she's got in her pants.
All right. Very good.
She's shy with the camera.
Lovely, very Nadia. Shy with the camera.
Don't be shy with the camera.
Right. Charlie is, of course, the amateur pornographer is running around the studio with the camera.
Well, now she has a nice thong bikini on.
Yeah, in very, very good shape. Absolutely.
I would say it depends how bad you would like your husband to win the contest. If you
want to get through 12 worms and then tweak it up a little bit.
Or if you just want to hit it right from the beginning and, lose the bra.
This is my punishment for me not getting the LASIX, because, you see, I'm wearing glasses, too.
Okay, yeah, you both have glasses on, so you both could. Oh, and I see that Nadia's got a little tattoo on her ankle. What is the... What is the tattoo of, Nadia? I'm trying to see what it is.
What's she doing over there? What are you doing, Nadia?
She's putting her high heels back on.
Okay. All right, well, you could be shoeless in here.
What the hell?
Okay, and we're scoring on a scale of 1 to 10, and you can use half points. So, for instance, you could give a 7.5, an 8.5, a 6.5.
Okay. Right.
Okay, and Mike,
I'll
and
tell you right now, the guy comes in and he's just eating worms without his wife here. You know, it's kind of an average act, but it's being improved right now. The level of improvement, of course, will depend.
It still could be improved more, though, Mike.
He could probably go up from the mid-range act right into the upper stratosphere.
And don't forget, second prize is $500 today.
Right.
I mean, so first prize is the eye surgery, second prize is $500.
So right now, probably all the guys in the room are thinking about the same thing right now. We're not thinking about worms.
No, we're not.
No.
If he makes it to 23 worms.
If he makes it to 23 worms.
Hey, that's good. It's a rooting interest.
Incentive. All right, well, good. Well, then
let's get the microphone, Rob. Let's get the microphone on him so we can hear the worms going down. We've had worm eating before. I remember there is always a tremendous gag potential with worm eating.
Yeah. Now, listen, really, I know you want the surgery here, Mike, but get to 24 so your wife takes her top off.
And you know what?
In your trash can. He's got no faith in me.
And I'll tell you, Nadia might want to consider, maybe making that decision at 12 worms. The halfway mark.
Or at 6.
Yeah, or 4.
Three.
All right. Here we go. It's worm number one.
All right. Here she goes, feeding him a live earthworm.
Single or double?
It doesn't matter.
Double.
Yeah. Oh, double. Two. There's two right now.
Two down the hatch.
Two. Hey, Robbie, can you get the microphone so we can get the sound of him, actually? Because he sounds like...
He's gagging already.
He's already... Sounds like he's going to puke.
Boy, that first two, that really...
Those are the tough ones.
Did you chew them or...
two are tough?
Do you chew or just swallow?
I'm just swallowing them.
You just swallow them.
I like to have the fun of having them squirm around on the ride home.
All right, here we go. Here's the double.
And?
He's doing the double.
Oh,
Lordy, there's always a get. That's four.
That's four.
They just don't want to go down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They go, you want a beverage?
I hear that.
Oh. You want your wife to take her top off?
Here we go with six. Here we go with six.
You might want to think about this. You're having a tough time getting six down.
All right. Oh, I was thinking, remember the trash can? Barf? The trash can is to your left, sir.
No, no barfing. You didn't barf.
Now, I'd like to stop things, sir.
Just you might not want to wait till 23 if you're going to.
Okay. All right, there you go. You're going to add to the... All right, now where are we now? Six?
Now, not you. You're going to are you going to take something off?
Eight or what that was?
Because I think your husband might...
Two.
No, it's not.
Your husband, I don't think, is going to make it to 23.
Have you thought about maybe doing singles as opposed to doubles?
No, 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 because that would prolong the agony.
That would prolong the... And let me point this out, sir. This is real important to me. You're facing me right now. See that trash can? If you start doing that, there's the trash can. Don't like, don't direct it right at me. Because I saw my shoes getting covered with
dirt deep into your eyes.
Warm vomit.
Okay. Why do you think I'm really wearing high heels?
Ah, there you go. Absolutely.
All right. You sure you don't want to do something first?
Yeah.
Nadia?
We're not even at the quarterway mark.
No, we're not.
Mike, do you think you're really going to make it to 24 worms?
I have the will. I have
He's
the will.
Taking one of the bra straps off the top.
Charlie, can you get a shot of that for the web that at least she's taking her strap down?
There it is.
All right, here we go. Back to Mike eating two more live earthworms being fed to him by his beautiful wife, Nadia.
All right, he's having a tough time with those. Having a tough time.
He is close to puke.
Actually, that was the easiest one.
That was the easiest one. Oh, this is making me gay. What's our total? What are we at right now? Do we know? Eight?
Is it eight?
I have no
He's
idea.
Coming up on 10. The next two will be number 9 and number 10.
Yeah, get that trash can a little better in his line of fire there.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to be okay here.
Okay.
I think we're going
to be feeling strong.
He's got a hard
there
can to show.
With number 9 and number 10. You think you're going to be okay?
That's
Look at this dude.
I believe that's 10.
That is 10.
That's always a good sound, that little...
Oh, there's the gag factor right there. How we doing? Little shaky? Do you want a beverage or something? Here, let me give you my water.
I think that would be unfair at this point, Mike.
Oh, you think so? Okay, Don says no. I have to go along with what he says.
I think it would be unfair.
Oh, there's... Hey, trash can over there to your left.
If you're going
to
puke. And if you... Really, if you feel like you're going to puke, tell your wife to take her time.
Oh,
he just pulled one of the worms out.
I figure it's easier to go singles.
He just pulled one of the worms out.
Charlie, don't shake the camera around so much.
You got to
keep a steady shot there.
It's the doubles that's killing me. Go singles here.
All right, singles.
Singles.
Number,
what is that? Number,
well, that one's 11, going back 12? In, so that might be number 10 again.
Minus six.
Oh, so much easier singles.
Ah, singles are easier. Yeah, he just knocked out that single. That's number 11?
I think it's 12.
12.
That might be number 12.
You're good on crackers.
Buzz, are you seeing this on the web right now?
Yes, I am. Watching Mike make faces at the worms.
Oh. Okay, there's the trash can.
Are you going to puke?
There's the trash can. Oh, another one.
Oh,
you know,
how is it that he takes the worm?
Buenos nachos.
Hey, hola, big man.
Hi.
Hey, are you on the website watching this?
Watching what?
My talent show today.
No.
Well, what's Mom doing?
She's on the other line.
Oh, okay. Let me talk to her for a second.
I don't know how to get to her. She's on the other line.
Oh, wait, listen, you guys keep eating while I'm talking to my son. Go ahead.
That's number 12 again.
Keep eating the worms.
That one went down.
That one went down.
That one went down easy?
That one went down.
All right, well, when Mom gets off the phone, have her call me, okay?
Well, I'll try to get her right now.
Nadia, I'd like to point out to you, that that was the halfway mark. That was the...
Number 12.
That was number 12.
I don't know if I'm doing all 24.
All right.
Yeah, Nadia,
let's see what happens here. Oh, Nadia's putting the worms down.
Yeah, now we're going to get a show.
All right.
All right, Nadia, here you go. Yeah, she really wants her husband to win.
Yes, she does.
Yes,
this
she
is
does.
Nice.
She loves
this
is adding,
me.
This is enhancing the act, I'll tell you that right
this
now.
This is loyalty.
Yes, it is.
Loyalty.
Good shot of Nadia.
I know how to webcam. Welcome.
Well, are you ready for me to spring him?
Yeah, spring him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, spring him. Let him go.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Sure.
And yeah. Bravo!
Very nice they are.
Bravo.
Very nice. And suddenly the act got all that better.
Absolutely. That just went above the 5 mark.
Sure did. Now it's become erotic.
Now he's got number 13, which he's having a little trouble getting at. That's 13.
And now if he pukes, he might puke all over his wife's bare breast.
That one came back up. I'll tell you something. When they go down the wind, it pretty much kills those worms.
Some of these can actually grab on so they don't go down.
Yeah. Crawl back up.
How is it that he takes them and they come down and they go back up
That's
again?
A good plan.
It's one of the mysteries of life.
Sweetie?
Yep, boo.
Well, are you busy or are you watching the web thing?
No,
I'm busy paying bills and doing stuff like that.
Oh, all right, because we're actually doing the contest now, and Buzz can get it on his computer.
Right.
It's a fantastic first. And it was this guy's about ready to throw up, honey.
Stretching.
And I was wondering if you had it on our computer.
He's eating worms.
He's doing a great job.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see.
Can you pull it up and see if you can log on? This would be a good test right now, because this guy is eating. His wife is topless and feeding him live earthworms. He's eaten at least 15 thus far, and he's about to puke.
This is number 17.
Hey, Bart, sign off up there.
Is there a big penalty if they come up in the bucket?
No. If you throw them back up, we will count any that you have actually eaten.
Yes, what number would we be at? Do we have any
18,
idea?
18, Rob?
That was 17? Outstanding.
Thanks a lot.
Wow. You've gotten a lot farther than I thought you would.
Is this a new record for you, sir? Have you done this before?
This is definitely a new record.
A new record.
Congratulations.
Excellent. I want to see Mike's feet.
Oh, you see our Mike's feet?
Oh, my God. That was 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Christ.
Hours ago. No, I've got a current picture.
Now it says Nadia and Mike up there.
19.
Do you see them? Do you see her? Do you see...
Not yet.
All right, now, Mike, he's done 19.
And you know what's amazing? He really hasn't started to sweat yet. And that, the past, has been the harbinger of vomiting.
Yeah.
The harbinger of vomiting.
He's the top of somebody's head.
That's the contestant for you.
That's Mike's head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Mike enjoying his worms right now. We're at 20.
Awesome.
Here's worm number 21 coming up next.
You want some water?
Okay. Many of the remaining worms are standing at attention now.
And the water, incidentally, is not for Mike to drink. The water is being put in the bowl with the
wash the worms.
The worms crap in the bowl as time goes on.
Oh. He is going for it. I like this act.
Now he ate about 18 of them with the crap, so.
Okay. All right. That counts. Oh. That counts, Nadia.
That's extra points.
Honey, are you getting it yet?
Yeah.
Help a little bit with the water on him?
A little bit, yeah.
Mike, but he's I don't want to watch him. A vegetarian, for starters.
He's 22.
Hey, Charlie,
22.
Get a shot of Nadia. Let's see if Frida can see Nadia.
Hi.
There she is.
Oh.
All right, hold on. Wait, hold on. He's going to puke.
He stopped it.
What are we at, Rob? What number are we at?
I believe this is 22 or 23. This is the 23.
How many are left there, Mike?
It's actually 21 because there's three left.
All right, three worms to go.
21.
Three worms to go.
One of them in here is an acrobat.
An acrobat? I don't understand, Nadia. What does that mean?
One of the worms is extremely active, very much alive.
Oh, very much so.
I'll save that one for last.
Yes, swimming around.
And a long one, too.
This is number 22.
This is number 22.
22. Here we go.
22.
22.
Three more to go. 22. Here's number 22. Let's see if that one goes down easy. Oh.
No, he got it down. Okay, you got two more to go, Mike.
Two more to go. This will be an incredible first act. Very tough to live up to this one.
Yeah, do your breath here.
You got to take a breath.
Hey, Frida, are you able to see this, honey?
No, I went back to looking at my checkbook. I don't. Wait a minute. I'm not seeing an actual worm. I see, I get little snapshots of Mike in between puking and eating.
Yeah, not Mike O'Mara. You mean Mike
the contestant.
All right, honey.
Contestant.
All right, thanks.
Oh, here comes number 23.
All right, bye, sweetie. Love you.
Okay, love you.
Still
you.
All right, bye-bye.
23's coming in.
Here's 23.
Wow. He's got a pretty weak now.
Now he's a showman.
One more worm.
Sucked it in like spaghetti now.
Yeah, that one he held in his teeth and he pulled it back and forth in and out of his mouth.
Outstanding. He is about to eat 24 worms
from his topless wife.
She's washing it off.
This would be a good time to ask Nadia if she wanted to do anything special for the last worm.
You mean the all-nude worm feed? Is that what we're talking about here?
How about the no-hand hold?
The no-hands hold.
What do you mean?
All right. Show us what you mean.
You're not going to put it on your boob, are you?
You're going to put
the earthworm on your boob?
Fascinating.
Oh, right between her boobs. It's like the worm is going to be fitty-tucking her.
Okay.
Oh, look at this.
Wow.
This is erotic.
All right, here we go. That's outstanding.
That's an act.
That is a fantastic. What a debut, ladies and gentlemen. Mike and Nadia, give them a round of applause.
What she did on the final one was she put the worm. There's a nice big kiss.
Boy.
She put the worm between her boobs.
That's pretty outstanding.
And got into the fitty tuck position.
Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you. I mean, I did not think he'd be able to get the, not only do we have 24 worms, we had the topless and then the feeding of the last worm
from between the boobs.
In the fitty tuck position.
Well, the worst part was, I don't know if you watched boot camp last night, but they were eating worms on boot camp last night.
Oh, were they really?
She stopped and got dinner on the way home, and she got me pork lo mein. And I'm sitting there eating pork lo mein, watching
people eat worms know I got to do this today.
That's outstanding.
Mike and Nadia, that is a fantastic opening act.
Great job,
guys.
Do you remember the last time we had somebody doing this that they got through like four worms and couldn't do it?
Lost it.
That's incredible.
You don't have the juice.
Yeah. All right,
there you go.
Mike and Nadia, thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Good
thank
job.
You. Good first act.
Got a fine looking wife there, Mike. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, you do. And we won't vote until they leave the room.
Exactly.
And don't forget that everybody's voting on a 1 to 10 scale.
And right. We can use the decimal system?
Yes, we can.
All right.
So for the first act,
we'll write down their names, Mike and Nadia, up on top.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good.
My voting is complete. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
I love the webcam show. It's a little choppy, but it's something to watch. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad. Like we said, it's a work in progress.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I was wondering if I could offer my services for you. I'm an IT professional, and I can improve the webcam for you. I do that for you all the time, and it won't cost you anything.
Well,
I live near Fairfax City, and I can come and set it up for you better.
How are you sure you could set it up better?
Well, instead of every shot every 5 seconds, I'll give you streaming media straight up.
All right, well, we'll consider it. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, you're like me. You question the sincerity. There's the compliment followed by, hey, I can help you.
Yeah, hi. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Went right on the air. This is Meta Vista Mike. I've recently relocated down to Anaheim, California. I can't find you, and I missed you a lot, and I'm wondering where the heck I got to dial to.
Go to San Luis Obispo, or to Bakersfield, or to Fresno, or to Sacramento, or to Oakland, or to San Francisco.
I tried a bunch, and San Luis Obispo sounds the closest, so I still think that's a good 300 or 400 miles.
Yeah. Then you're probably ass out of luck, but you know what? Are you by a computer?
You know, I don't have one. I got a computer, but I don't have online.
Mm. You got a computer, but you don't have online?
No, I know.
You got to get online, buddy.
We're doing a webcast today. You could be seeing a guy just ate a worm from between his wife's bare breasts.
Get with the program. Live in the now.
Come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I know how much Charlie loves criticism, but that camera, it keeps moving around and it blurs everything because it's just taking one picture after another and everything's blurry and it's too close in.
Okay, well, listen, like we said, it's a work in progress.
I know. I'm just trying to help. And if you guys could just like kind of set it back a little bit and let it sit still for most of the time, I think we'd really be able to see everything.
I think we'll try that. That's very good.
So now, frankly, Charlie and I had that discussion before the show today that it was going to be like an overhead shot, just a camera overhead of the area.
Right.
But when I looked at it when we were testing it out, the people were too small, and you really couldn't make out
right.
What was happening if we mounted the camera from one of these track lighting things in the studio.
I think it's just a question of a steadier camera shot, and Charlie has been farting a lot today, so that might have something to do with it.
With the next act, we'll try a steady cam.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, also, too, what they were doing, it was quick. He wanted to get this over with, right. So things that move a little bit slower might work out better.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, love the webcast.
All right, good. Glad you do. Thanks. Remember, it's a work in progress. It ain't perfect yet.
It looks really good. I'm going to have to roll up the beach towel, though, because Leah Remini is not going to come back, so that's not going to happen for me.
Oh, I bet you're wrong about that. How much you want to bet?
I don't know. She sounded pretty iffy. That's a lot of advertising for her.
What, being on Big Bird's show?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see what happens.
Well, good luck.
Well, listen, it's a lot of advertising for her being on this show.
Well, that's true. That's
okay.
True.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Get out of here, you creep. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa. Lisa, who's next?
Hey, Lisa, are we going to collect the votes here?
Yeah, I've got my vote ready.
We're all set. We've all folded up our votes.
Or do we use the same page to vote for everybody?
I believe you do.
I got one ballot page here.
Yeah, I think what
I
we do is...
Well, I don't have a ballot page.
Hold on. Isn't yours like mine? Didn't you get one of these things that has all the contestants on it?
No. Maybe maybe I did, but maybe it's under a pile.
Right, I think...
There it is.
All the right. Penis Picasso, is that guy next? Hey, Lisa, is the Penis Picasso guy next? Okay, all right. Well, then we'll break, and we'll come back. Go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do our best to make the camera not quite so shaky, and the Penis Picasso is coming right up.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Okay, the guy who paints with his penis is coming in just a moment.
Ew.
Don't know.
Honestly, I head to our friend Mick Foley, who's on the phone first.
Yeah.
You know, Mankind. Got a brand new book out. It's going to be coming in studio, I think, in June. Hey, Mick?
This is me.
Here he is, everybody. The great Mick Foley, Mankind.
Hi, Mick.
Wait, just so I'm not confused, I'm not the guy who plays with my penis, am I?
No. We have a guy who's going to paint a picture with his penis.
Man, that's talent.
Coming in. You know, the last time you were here, we had people doing stuff, and we have people doing stuff today. Still.
Yeah, we had naked people in there. It was tremendous.
Well, just moments ago, I wish you were here, because we actually had a guy eat 24 worms, and they were fed to him by his topless wife.
God, you know, I ate a couple worms in high school, and it kind of sank my whole dating potential. I wasn't even going to say careers. I didn't even have a date. But that saw to it that type of thing never happened, you know?
Now, your new book, which I'm going to plug right now, is called Foley is Good.
Right.
And you named it Foley is Good because so many people have said that Mick Foley is God, right?
Yeah, you know, we have enough problems without people accusing me of being blasphemous. You know, I could just see it, you know, here. I never told people I was God or hinted at or anything. They just took it upon themselves to start bringing in signs. So I could just see people criticizing me. So I just told them one day, hey, that's a really nice sentiment, but you have to add an extra O in there. It'd be a lot more accurate. So Foley is Good is the name of the book, and The Real World is Faker Than Wrestling as a subtitle.
All right, The Real World is Faker than Wrestling. Now, I wanted to plug your book right up front.
I appreciate that. If you didn't, I would have.
And we're going to get you in here in June.
Yeah, I made that request, you know.
Great, we love to have you back. I want to now, we need you to settle a debate that we've had on the show. For how long ago? A month?
Yeah, about a month, a little less than that. We've been. It centers around that wrestling documentary,
right?
Where you get cut in the head,
right?
Without saying who thinks what, everybody on this show, with the exception of one person, believes that the injury that you received from The Rock when he hit you 18 times in the head with the chair,
right,
is real.
Right.
Everybody believes that except one person on this show.
Oh.
And the one person,
who is me.
Right.
I was watching that, and here's my thought process.
Well, you see somebody trying to patch something up there, right?
Well, yeah. And I said that to Mike. I said, you see them actually sewing his head back together.
And they were putting like a liquid bandage on it. What happened? You're both kind of right, because I did have an injury. But it was not nearly the injury that if you see my face when I look in the mirror, it's like, oh, my God.
Well, you're wearing a blood mask.
Yeah, I practically had like a woman's, little cut. You know, I mean, I've had been busted open to a little degree several times in the WWF, but nothing too major. And that was not the same cut I was trying to repair. So you're both kind of right. Everybody's a winner. When it comes to me getting hurt.
You know, that's amazing. I accept that completely and in totality. I mean, that's incredible.
For sure. Yeah, who would have thought we would both win the bet?
Well, you know what I wanted to explain to Mick was my thought process when I was thinking like that. When I saw that, you know, and you discuss it on the documentary, when something like that happens, obviously it's going to certainly not hurt the show. It's going to help the show. If you get nicked up like that, it's going to add to the show. And, you know, you discuss that. I think you see the thought process, but I hope that wasn't too over the top. But I was thinking, hey, Vince McMahon must, you know, think, hey, that doesn't hurt things at all if Mankind's got a cut like that and it adds to it. And, you know, with the history of wrestling being,
right,
you see so many of the old guys that used to take the razors to their forehead to add.
That was your whole theory on this.
Yeah,
one, right?
Yeah. I said what I had said initially was, I don't think you can take that out of the realm of possibility that might have been, you know, a self-induced type of thing where it's a little nick turned into, you know, more of a cut, because I mean, when you're wearing that, and it's not the first time that's happened,
and I believed it.
Yeah.
100%. I believed it.
But I appreciate your honesty. I really do.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what? Actually, it was the last thing in the world I wanted, because this is when they ran that heat program like live before the pay-per-view.
Right.
And it was. I should have just stood up and said, no, this is a dumb idea. But they had this idea that if they put me on the live show, even though Rock and I were the main event, you know, we had enough to worry about. They wanted me to wrestle. Remember Viscera?
No, Lisa probably would. She's the big
Richard was like man. A 450-pound black guy with the white contacts and the blonde mohawk.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I've seen that, dude.
Yeah, those
okay.
guys, those type of guys are a dime a dozen, but they wanted me to wrestle him because, you know, Rock ended up coming in and interfering. And it was like, the idea was they needed some more heat on the Rock. And in the book, I'm like, you know, first off, we didn't need more heat on the Rock because he already had plenty. And second off, all I did the whole match was try to hope I didn't start bleeding because that would have, you know, that would have been bad. And then after this match, we went and did that 2 days later. We went and did the empty arena match. And USA, there was a lot of heat on the match, and not the right kind. There's a lot of criticism because it was so excessively brutal. That when I did this this empty arena match, they were like, we cannot have any blood, which is why I basically showed up looking like Boris Karloff in The Mummy for that match.
Right. Now, all that stuff with your wife and your kids, though, that's 100% on the level, right?
Yeah, that's 100% on the level. They were supposed to be there. I mean, I might as well tell you, it's in the book, and I don't think anyone believes wrestling is real anyway. So the idea was, when I was getting hit with the chair, the crowd is going to show the camera is going to show my wife, who obviously would be concerned.
Right.
And that would be reason to quit. But now, my kids, like, they heard I was going to California and they knew Disneyland is out there. Like, I want to go, Dad, I want to go. Somehow I convinced myself that 4 days at Disneyland in return for watching your dad get beat up.
Oh, that was
is not a bad deal.
Listen, I have a kid of my own that that was. When they sat you down and showed you the tape.
Oh, right, man, it's heartbreaking.
Of your daughter crying and your son, you know, turning his head and your wife obviously not playing a role.
Is that the last match that they saw you in?
You know what, they saw a few others, but they were not nearly as bad. And my kids have been in the matches dozens of times. The truth is, they were only upset twice. And it's funny, because as good a faker as I thought I was, and pretty convincing, not that I was trying to fake them, but you know, you're trying to get the audience caught up. The only two times they were ever really upset were two of the times that I really was hurt, and that was I Quit and the Hell in a Cell match, which they saw on TV and were just beside themselves. So, you know, I had my share of matches a little rough, and I think after that I Quit match, I mean, the matches really started. Then I had knee surgery a couple months later. I was never really the same after, and part of the reason was not just that my knees were bad, but my heart wasn't really quite in it. You know, it never after that seemed quite as important to give the fans like their money's worth. They were going home going, holy, you can take anything.
I have a question for you, because obviously you saw the documentary.
Right.
Where do you weigh in on the older guys, you know, the Jake the Snakes, the...
Where do I weigh in on the scale? I was going to say, geez, what are you trying to tell me here?
No, don't worry about that.
Come on.
I'm just curious, what are your thoughts when you see, you know, some of the old guys that are out there? And, you know, it is kind of sad when you see them doing those small rooms. And, you know, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know what? I mean, part of it is, it is sad. And this generation of wrestlers, and I've got a book signing to do here about the WWE New York. I'm already running late.
All right, well, get going.
But this generation of wrestlers is doing a little better job, a much better job, actually, of realizing, hey, okay, the money's only here for a little while.
Right.
So you got guys, you know, talking about their investments, and the guys are not talking about what kind of drugs they take. And in the 80s, that was the whole thing. I mean, these guys thought the ride was never going to end. But you take a guy like Jake, and, you know, a lot of the drug addicts are in denial. They want to blame it on everybody. So Jake wants to blame the WWF for his drug problems. The truth is, Jake had drug problems before he got to the WWF. He's been out of the WWF, with the exception of one little stint he did in 95. But he's basically been out of the WWF for 11 years. And it's like, all right, at what point in time do you start taking, taking responsibility for your own actions?
Gotcha. Well, listen, Mick, go to your thing at the WWF.
Hey, I didn't mean to bring your show to a screeching halt.
No, you didn't. We're interested in what you have to say.
Hey, you know what? When I come in, and I specifically requested you guys.
Please,
and I requested the book signing to be within driving distance. I was like, yeah,
it is.
Don and Mike on my way to the signing.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Cool. Well, then you come in and do as much of the show with us as you can that day.
I'm gonna be the guy who wouldn't leave when I come in.
That's fine. Mick, listen, the name of his new book, Foley is Good. The Real World is Faker Than Wrestling.
I really did write this book, just so your audience knows that.
Very good.
I know you wrote the last
one. Yeah, but
obvious.
Most people assume, okay, a wrestler book. Yeah, right. And not only did I write it, it's actually pretty, you know, it's pretty good stuff. So hopefully you get out there. And there's nothing I like better than seeing my name on a bestseller list, because I know that it makes all the other authors in the world kind of crazy.
I love that.
The last time it did piss people off. Yeah,
it was tremendous.
Number one bestseller. All right, Mick, we'll see you when you get here.
Have a nice day, guys.
Have a good time.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for proving me right. Well, no, I'm kidding. He didn't.
I'll split that one with
you. Yeah, absolutely, as will I. As
so
will
who would have thought that it was a 50-50, huh?
Yeah, he answered it honestly. Yeah. I was pretty surprised at that. But he's always been honest about, you know, the reality of wrestling, and that's... well, he took actual heat for that at one point.
Listen, right now we have... How many we got, Lisa? Four? I don't know. We got three or four or five copies. How many? Four? Four copies. We have four copies of Mick's new book. If you want them, call up. We'll give them to you.
Very good.
At 877-365-3636. Let's get the webcam going, and let's let the Penis Picasso come in.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Penis Picasso. Coming up next, we have all the acts are here now. The woman who can put her legs behind her head and lick her nipples. The guy who's going to stop the fan with his ass.
Fantastic.
The guy who's going to eat 50 goldfish in melted butter.
Wow.
The woman who can make her boobs dance. The guy with the naked girl, the potato gun, is here.
Amazing.
A man who can put his fist in his mouth is here.
That one, I don't remember that one.
And the puker is here. We're still waiting.
Wish he wasn't here.
Still waiting on the Monkey Man, though, and I don't mean Charles Broyle.
Right.
I mean, we're still waiting on Fred with the monkey.
Right.
But let's bring in now a guy whose name is Corey, and he's going to. This is not too gay. He's going to paint a picture for us with his penis.
This would make me realize that I like the other act better. But we'll see what happens.
The Penis Picasso.
Gay, but not too gay.
Wait, what was, that's a new one.
Gay, but not too gay.
Gay, but not too gay.
Gay, but not too gay. Here he comes.
Get a look at the guy.
Oh, dear.
And, Charlie, you ready on the webcam? All right, everybody. Go.
Gay, but not too gay.
Charlie pretended he was the guy. And don't be shaky with that camera, Charlie.
Go to www.donandmikefans.com.
Oh,
check this act out. Don't forget you can vote online.
It's going to be quick.
For your favorite act. And that person will win $500, courtesy of Sonic Promos.
This isn't actually going to be quick, because there's a little, something needs to happen before he can paint the picture.
What, do you have to get a boner?
He needs a fluffer.
Why can't you do it soft?
I gotta have a chubby at least.
No!
Into a closet real quick. Get it ready. I'll come back and I'll do it.
No!
I don't want to see a guy go.
I have to.
They don't
go do the picture.
Oh, that's not fun.
Well, listen,
it's not fun for you.
Why don't you just do a soft picture? Why don't you just try a soft picture?
I can't do what I planned.
Sure. Well, what had you planned on doing?
A scene from Monkeys on Mars.
Listen, just paint an apple or something with your penis.
Beyond weird.
That has like blue hair. The guy wants to get a boner before he does his painting.
He's disturbed right now.
And I bet a lot of people are going,
face that buzz.
No. No, you know what, Mike? He's got to face that way so we can get the good camera shot of
him. No, he's got to face Charlie Broyhill, who's standing over there, so we can get the good camera shot.
All right, face Charlie Broyhill.
Face Charlie!
Turn around and face Charlie.
No, Mike, come on. No, come on, seriously.
Oh, you want to look at my ass, then?
No, I don't want to look at anything.
That's not a picture of your grandmother on your T-shirt.
He has a picture of his grandmother on his T-shirt.
What's on your neck? Are those hickeys on your neck?
That's a birthmark.
A birthmark.
Yeah.
Oldest Obert Family Christmas, 1997.
Right.
In loving memory.
Yes,
now, she'd be very proud if she was around.
No nicer memory of your grandma than the fact that
he's going all the way down.
You're taking off your pants.
This is going to be quick, isn't it? This is going to be quick.
Not at all.
What do you mean not at all?
It's a radio show.
Now, how long do you estimate this picture is going to take?
I don't know.
I'm going to give you about 2.5 minutes.
Excellent idea.
Do some splatter art.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to kind of smack it on there.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready for the Penis Picasso.
Gay, but not too gay.
Yeah.
Corey is now...
He's taking the colors down.
He's taking... What has he got? He's got red and he's got yellow. And he's
I have a couple of others.
This is very disturbing. I just want to say that.
He's putting a dollop of each color... on the piece of what is it, construction paper? What?
Yeah, I couldn't get any.
He's making a palette. He dabbles in oil, apparently.
There's some green.
There's a lot of green there.
Okay, a lot of green.
Okay, we're just going to go to work on this.
Good.
Okay, here we go.
This is two. How many seconds are left?
Well, I'm going to give him 2 minutes from when he starts.
Okay.
And Charlie...
He started.
There you go.
Get the balls in there, too.
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Here's my print. You want a ball print?
Sure. What the hell?
If this goes much longer, he's going to provide his own white.
Oh, dear.
Gay, but not too gay.
Well, everybody, this is why you've been clamoring for the internet.
Yes.
Right now, go to the internet and see a man.
There it is.
Painting with his penis. At www.donandmikefans.com.
Oh, no.
You know what? It looked like he's doing something else.
And he is.
I'm really not.
No, yes, you are. I think that picture's good enough.
You think?
I think it's terrific.
I think it's good enough like it is.
I think it's a fabulous picture.
Thanks
so much.
That's wonderful, Charlie. If you could get a shot of that. Of the final picture for everybody on the web.
Bravo.
Say hi to my mom.
Yeah, go ahead. Say hi to your mom.
Say hi to your mom. Are you going to hike those trousers up anytime soon? You got a towel to clean up with?
Oh, God damn.
It doesn't seem in a hurry.
No.
Yeah.
I get the impression he'd probably like to linger here all day.
He's just bent over.
I will.
I mean, his big hairy Valentine is... There, he's got it.
There we go.
Thank you for putting your underpants back on.
Thank you, Corey, for participating.
Thank you. Now, Corey, did you really want to say hi to your mom?
No, she hates your show.
Oh, okay, very good.
Right. Okay, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you. Get out of here.
You guys are the funniest.
Fortunately, it just smells like pain in here, and I'm very relieved.
Gay, but not too gay.
Well, there's Corey, the penis Picasso, everybody. Made a beautiful picture. Leave the picture, please, because if nothing else, I'm sure Lisa will hang it on the wall.
Yeah, it'd take a while to dry. A lot of paint on there.
I'd like to call
the painting is very wet.
Short strokes.
I'll just
ball marks.
Right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you. And for a while there, he was really like slapping the canvas.
Buzz, could you actually see that happening on the web?
Yes, everything. You saw everything on the web.
Jesus. Okay, are we going to vote?
Yeah, I already voted.
Okay.
I voted quickly.
Yeah. Me too. Mr. Blutarski.
I think I was very fair.
So did I. You want to compare our ratings?
I mean,
we're all
fair.
Hey!
Oh, wow. That wasn't that fair?
You're gay.
I did it. I'm not even going to start to explain it. Okay, I loved it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, hello.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted one of the books. By chance, are they all gone?
Yes, Mick Foley's books are gone. At least I got the first the four callers right away.
Oh, no way.
I thought you were calling about the penis Picasso. Sorry about that.
But you know what? I was wondering if the guy might actually be a fisherman.
What does that mean, sir?
Well, obviously, if you've been to the local Walmarts like we have out here in Sacramento, you'd see up on display the ugly stick.
Okay. Right. Goodbye. Call next time when you're absolutely blind drunk again.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Fred with the monkey.
Fred with a monkey. Fred. Are you coming down, Fred?
I wish I could. I'm stuck on Colesville Road. I got to go out to Columbia and get Rudy, and it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to make it.
Fred, you know
I'm
what?
I'm like at Georgia Avenue and Colesville, and I'm not moving.
Fred, you could take an alternative route, Fred.
Well, that's the quickest way.
Fred, you're just a tease. You're a monkey tease.
Where are you? In Silver Spring?
Silver Spring, yeah.
Yeah, Fred, you could get off Georgia Avenue, go a couple of streets over, cut across, you know, do the thing, get on East-West Highway.
Get out of your car, swim across the Potomac River with your monkey on your back.
Well, Fred, we are waiting for you and your monkey, Fred.
If I can get through this traffic, I'll give you a call and let you know I'm on my way.
Give us a call.
I would never.
You know, not that we're not having a great talent show without you, Fred, but really we've been counting on, you know, the monkey today.
Well, Fred's losing his vision, you know, and he could really go for the eye surgery. So if I do it, I'm going to do it for Fred.
All right,
Fred. Bye-bye.
All right.
Hey, guys who talk about themselves in third person.
Yeah, going to do it for Fred. If I can get through this traffic, I'll call you.
That's all right. Listen, coming up next, a girl who can put her legs behind her head and then lick her very own nipples.
Very exciting.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's entertaining.
Yeah. Okay,
hey, who needs a monkey? And then a guy who's going to stop a fan with his ass.
Wow.
Hold those acts coming right up. Nope. No need for the touchstones there. Please disregard that. We got no time for secret sound today. I'm sorry.
Too much going on.
Too much.
I just was going to say, I hope somebody removes the painting from the studio.
I think Lisa's going to take it as soon as it dries.
As soon as it dries, that'll be next Tuesday.
Okay,
yeah.
Those touchstones, disregard those.
Right.
We'll be back with more of the talent show coming right up.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
with another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. Here's our staff announcer to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Pete Johnson, the wacky engineer from the Don and Mike show. You like breasts? How about some nice cooter? Would you get a flash looking at some gash and join Don and Mike in their Las Vegas-style show? It's happening tomorrow night at the Fabled State Theater in Portland, Maine. You gotta be 21 to get in. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Like TNA, like D&B, come to the show. Condoms optional. For the Don and Mike show, I'm Pete Johnson.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
Now go F yourself.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yes, tomorrow.
Come lick their thingies. Don and Mike.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be in Portland, Maine.
All right. Doing the show from radio station WZAN.
Yeah, baby.
And then a live Las Vegas-style show tomorrow night from the State Theater in Portland.
Wonderful. Looking forward to that.
We know nothing about it. We'll find out all the details about 5 minutes before the show tomorrow. So it'll be fun listening tomorrow. Lisa, bring the next act in, please. And I think it's the girl who's going to put her legs behind her head and lick her nipples.
Oh, my God.
And here comes our webcam operator, Charles Loring Broyhill. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Rockin' Robin calling.
Hello, Rockin' Robin.
I just first off want to make sure, am I coming in clearly enough for you? Because I am calling from my car phone.
Yes, yeah, we hear you fine.
Great. Well, I would never consider you guys my personal rude and crude equals, but I've got a situation, and I thought you guys might be able to give me some great advice, so that's what I'm counting on.
With what, huh?
Well, this is my...
Who are you? What?
Well, about a year, well, exactly a year ago, I had a friend that got married and gave them a fairly nice wedding gift, and a year later have yet to receive a thank you card.
Bite my left nipple, ass wipe.
Mike, wake up.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Mike, I can't believe you're calling. Why don't you call Dr. Laura with this crap? Honey,
I promise you won't hang up with me, but I did call her this afternoon.
Oh, get out of here. You did call Dr. Laura. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, mommy.
Hey, there's a shot of Lisa on the web right now. If you're looking on donandmikefans.com. How about getting a shot of me?
Oh, you ready for that
now?
Yeah,
I'm ready for that.
Okay.
Hi.
Very nice.
Wait, hold on. Let me...
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Nice to see you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them.
I'm answering for them.
And how about my friend, Rob A.? Right here in his giant head.
Hi.
See the giant head?
See, very flat. Very flat.
Do you notice one thing? Everybody's standing except the next man.
Hi, Laura. Hi, honey. I love you. Have fun watching.
Was your wife watching on the web now?
Yes, she is. Yeah, she was telling me she wanted... I gave her a message during the commercial break.
Oh,
because,
I saw that.
Yeah, because she said she's watching the whole thing, and we're on, of course, during the commercial.
And there's Buzz, and I've been told by more than one person that that's a terribly... A shiny image that with all the lights and everything, Buzz.
With the window, sure, absolutely.
It's hard to see you. Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, bring in the girl, please. Don't forget, everybody today is playing for the laser eye surgery from the Witten Laser Eye Associates.
Wow.
Surgery is worth $5,000, and here comes our next contestant, and your name is Denise?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Hi there. Now, you can put your legs behind your head and lick your own nipples.
Yes, I can.
Do you need a chair to do this, honey?
No, it's better on the floor. On my
now,
back.
You appear to be holding some sort of baseball bat.
This
what is
like
that?
A minor little display of something that will probably gross you out, and I can either do it topless or with my top.
What are you planning on doing with that apparatus?
I can hold my arms out and flip my arms behind my back without bending my elbows and then bring them back around.
Cool. Why don't you do that first, then do the topless
stuff? I figured that's what you would like.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Now let's hold it steady, and let Charlie get a steady shot. Charlie, I think maybe you stand back a little bit. That might be better.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'm looking at this on the webcam right now, too. Okay, we're ready. Go.
Wow.
Oh, all right. Yeah, she's like double jointed.
Wow.
She can actually...
That's tough.
You can actually see her shoulders rotate as the bar goes all the way back behind her. And then, oh, look at that.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Incredible.
She is. I bet you can put your legs behind your head and lick your nipples.
That's flexibility.
What she did with this bar was
not flexibility. It's all about joints, you know?
Yeah, what she just did was actually take this bar and put it behind her head, then all the way underneath her feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Hard to explain, but...
pretty incredible. Well, do the thing with your nipples.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
That's the act that we've waited to see today. Have it. To judge this fairly.
You have to stop moving. You really do. You're swaying back and forth, especially when it gets nude in here.
You know what I think? I think some of it is that there's a natural swaying.
There's a natural swaying.
Even
yeah.
when Charlie stands still.
Right. There, now he's steady. Now he's steady.
Okay. I have large nipples.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh.
God damn.
I have very, very large nipples. Huge.
Huge.
She is.
Piercing
got,
in the left one.
She's got gigantic.
She's out. Big man, she's out.
Wow, those babies are out.
Yeah.
And it's not so much that she has big nipples, she has gigantic areolas.
Yeah. Huge. All right, now she is
putting her
putting
head,
her leg back.
Behind her head.
Right.
And.
Oh, watch
the,
out.
Can you get a microphone down there by her, Lisa?
We're trying. She's. She's rolled herself into a little ball.
Oh my God!
Oh my goodness!
You got to see this. You got to get it. You got to get by a computer. This girl has
Hello.
Put. She has put her legs behind her head and she is licking her own nipples.
Are you in any type of pain right now?
No. It's a little hard to keep the legs back.
Right.
When I'm trying to bend my head forward to get the nipples.
Now Charlie's offering his foot for stability there.
That does help too. Thank you.
All right.
I'm starting to roll.
All right, well, give us one more shot, and yeah, I think that's she's completely.
Bravo!
Very good.
Congratulations! Woo-hoo! You're done. Free yourself from that bondage position.
She
there.
Is a woman of her word.
Wow!
Legs behind her head, licked her own nipples.
Incredible.
The back bend
and
back
what?
Forward with the top off.
Yes, and well, I mean,
what's too bad?
Areolas that are gigantic.
All right, now she's doing a back bend. Another trick.
Wow.
Hey, oh, unbelievable. Okay. What flexibility.
Take that.
Hey, before I gained all of this weight, I was a lot more flexible.
Well, that's something to shoot for. And, boy, I tell you,
flexible now, honey.
You seem to have gained some weight in the right places also.
Yeah, you're okay, Denise.
Denise, fantastic job.
That's Denise. She's out.
She's out. Big man, she's out.
I don't mean she's out of the contest. I mean she's out of her shirt.
Good job, Denise.
Oh, she's back in her shirt. Denise, thank you for participating.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I came in for Ask Wednesday and lost, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I also had the playoff picks baby. He's out in the lobby right now.
Oh, are you the lady with the NCAA thing?
Yes.
Nice. Oh, very good.
Yeah, and he heard you guys out in the lobby and was going nuts. He was like, Don and Mike.
Well, thank you for participating in another one of our reindeer games.
I love to come and participate. Let
thank you. Thank you for not bringing your son in for this.
No, he did not need to see that.
Good job.
Now she's
thanks,
the lady.
Guys. Bye.
Now she's the lady with the NCAA thing.
Hey, Buzz Burbank.
Well, I think everybody on the web is getting their money's worth right now.
They are.
They're not having to pay to see this.
Good job.
Are we ready to vote for...
I've already voted.
Oh, you already did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I shall also...
Contestant number three.
Yeah, Lisa,
Denise.
let's do the guy with the fan in his ass before we take a commercial break.
It's the guy that's bringing his own fan in here.
Now, you want to see this, go to www.donandmikefans.com, and here is a guy with a fan.
All right, now, how... I see that this is one of those... Galaxy covered fans, how are you? You're going to unscrew the top of the fan?
Got one screw left here.
Uh-huh.
But I have never I've never opened this before, so
this is I'll tell you, that's a fan that's logged some time. That is one dirty fan.
It is a dirty fan indeed.
Now your name is Dan?
That is correct.
Dan the fan man.
Right.
What he's gonna do is taking the protective plate off this large fan.
Mm-hmm.
And look at those blades.
Those are nasty-looking blades.
Oh, yeah, look at how dirty Lisa's hands are just from touching them.
Yeah, that's nasty stuff there. You're going to have a dirty butt when you get done doing this.
Well, what I was going to do, if you want, I could do it. I've done this before with smaller fans with my tongue.
Now, do it with your ass. Do it with your ass.
I think your tongue might come clean off if you do that.
Yeah. You know what, Mike, I think? That's a money fan.
We want to thank our fan. That's a money fan. Have I lost weight? I was playing hoops the other day.
All right, now, How fast are you going to make the fan go?
High.
Turn it on high,
and then you will back into the fan with your bottom.
With my bare ass.
With your bare ass.
Now,
okay.
I'll cover myself.
Dude. Yeah, thank you for covering your genitals.
Yes.
Okay, Lisa, turn it on so we can get a sound of how fast. Can you get a microphone down there somewhat so we can actually hear the motor?
This standard window fan, grill removed.
Yeah, but that thing is really moving, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, yeah, at least, yeah, there you go. We're standing here!
And if you're looking on the web right now, you're seeing the front of the fan.
That is the fan that he is going to back into.
All right, we're ready, Dan. Go ahead, let it happen.
Boy, good luck. This is where the ass hits the fan.
Hey, Charlie, he's signed all the releases, right?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Okay, he's pulling down his pants right now.
All right, here we go.
Just gonna see his ass. And...
and
he did it.
He did it.
He stopped the fan with his butt. Good job. I really thought you'd have, we might have like flying carnage in here.
Those are metal blades, right?
That's, those are money metal blades.
Is what, they plastic?
They're money plastic blades.
Hardy plastic blades.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dan, when did you find out that you had this talent to back into...
Hey, would you like to try it again?
...fans with your ass?
I'll do it as much as you guys can.
All right, yeah, do it again.
Yeah, do it one more time, because I like... And do it a little faster this time.
I was at summer camp for pizza money.
For pizza money, doing summer camp.
The veteran just likes to be spanked.
Here we go. And now on the web, you're going to see his ass go right into... oh, God damn. And there it stopped!
Bravo!
Did it!
Bravo! Nice job, Dan. Dan the fan man.
A beautiful job, Dan.
That's good. That's strong. Simple and a strong, strong act.
Now, listen, we're voting here in the studio to pick the winner of the laser eye surgery, but everybody on the web is picking second place for $500.
Very good, Dan.
Which is courtesy of Sonic Promos. So go to www.donandmikefans.com.
Excellent job.
Vote for your favorite and watch this happening. Thank you, Dan. Please get out of here. When we come back... The guy who's going to eat, is it 50 goldfish?
I'm not sure, but they're in melted butter.
50?
50 goldfish in melted butter.
Hey, Dan, you might want to get a tetanus shot. And the woman who can make her boobs dance in time to music. Still to come, the guy who's going to be shot with a potato gun by a naked girl.
Cool. That's amazing.
Guy who's going to fist his mouth. And we're going to end the show today with the guy who can puke on command.
And then we may all follow suit.
Yeah, and the monkey guy might show up. Stay there. Go to the web to see this. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here.
Obviously, doesn't like this place.
Somewhere between the taste of the scab and the smell of the Band-Aid lies the Don and Mike Show.
Here we are with the talent show, the freak show. Quite an exciting show we've had today. Mm-hmm. Thus far, we've had, a little drama with Leah Remini.
Yeah, it was a tense moment, but I think everything worked out well, and that, of course, is to be continued.
Yeah, and you know, Lisa told me a bunch of people were calling and saying, well, how come you had Mankind on your show today when Mankind was, I guess, on the Big Bird show today? Well, we don't have the relationship with Mankind for 4 years that we've had with Leah. I mean,
anybody that listens to the show regularly understands exactly where we're coming from.
I knew that I had thrown out the name Mankind when Leah was on the phone just because he was a guest and we're having on the show today.
Right. Exactly.
So anyway, we had the whole big thing with Leah and Mankind called in and we're on the web today.
Yeah.
At www.donandmikefans.com. I also understand that people are either calling with one of two things. You're either calling to say, hey, it's great.
Right.
And I'm seeing everything and it's fantastic.
Sure.
Or they're calling to say, I don't see... anything. Mm. It's frozen up, and
it's it's the glass half empty.
And I can't log on to the site. So, Charlie, what was the thing about NT computers? What the H is up with that?
Just that there were problems refreshing on NT computers.
What is an NT computer?
It's a operating system.
Like
Windows 98 would be.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Do you follow that, Mike? I mean, I said okay, but I really didn't follow it.
No, I'm clueless when it comes to computers. If I didn't have shaky-handed Daryl Nichols...
Do you have Windows on your computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, this would be something like that, but...
So, anybody who has Windows is going to have a problem?
No.
NT.
Windows NT, you'll have a problem.
What's Windows NT?
It's the one people are having a problem
with. Is it a Microsoft product,
yes.
Mr. Smartass? Yes. I think I have Windows 98.
Right, so you're fine.
I have Windows 98 also.
I have 95 in here, but that works fine, too.
I think I have Windows 98.
I have 99.
Hey, Laura.
What kind do we have? I'm just looking at her right now because I know she's watching.
You think she's still watching?
I think probably so. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
You think she's going to watch when the girl comes in to take her boobs dance?
Well, she watched probably when the woman was, licking her own nipples. So, it's a breakthrough show.
All right, well, bring in Aaron. As a matter of fact, we're going to go with Aaron as our next contestant. She is the girl who, in fact, can make her boobs dance to music.
Very good.
And what I'm going to do is pull out some of today's hottest hits. And, Robbie, if you can work the speaker back there. So Aaron can hear what's going on. Hi there, Aaron.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you from?
I'm from Warrenton.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I still think I look like Lisa Loeb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Aaron, have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I'm really, really nervous, but I just lost 30 pounds, so I like showing my body.
Good
for you.
Good for you. A round of applause you.
Now, you can make your boobs dance to music.
I can make my boobs dance to music.
Okay, what kind of music would you like? Do you want hip-hop? Do you want rock? Do you want pop?
Some kind of hip-hop would be good.
Hip-hop, okay.
All right, a little hip-hop music.
Do you want me to take my top?
Now, is this something you've done in the privacy? Yes, we do want you to take your top off. Is this something you've done in the privacy of your own home?
I've been able to do it since I was 15.
Hell yeah, look at this. Wow. Very pretty.
Yes, bravo.
Very pretty boobs right there on the web.
Hello. What a wonderful talent and skill.
Are you seeing those buzz on the web?
Not yet. No, I'm waiting.
Buzz is waiting.
Okay. How do you feel about a jam like this? I love this Nelly song. I'm sure Z104 plays it every 10 minutes, this dumb song. Okay, now go ahead. Make your boobs dance to the music. All right.
Okay,
now they're jumping a little bit.
I can do more.
Yeah, sure. I mean, keep it going. You've only done it for like 30 seconds.
Is there any chance, Don, can I put a song request in? Can we get a faster beat?
Okay.
A slightly faster beat.
Song by Joe.
You what?
Joe and Mystical, song Stutter. I can make it move really fast.
All right, hold on. You know, I've only got so much here.
It's cold in here.
Stutter. Got it.
Hey, very good. He's got it.
I've got it.
Okay. He's the man with the hits.
Here we go.
The hits. Okay.
All the hits for your teeth. I would say the word that rhymes, we're not allowed to, though.
Right. Is this the song you wanted?
Yes.
My dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you that I
Look at, she can actually flex on the beat.
Yeah.
So that the boobs move.
Aaron, did you do a lot of practice before you came on the show?
For 2 days I've been working out and practicing.
Very good.
You know, if you look on the screen, you can actually see the movement. You see the one on the left on your screen?
Yeah.
Look at how it's contracting.
That seems to be the best dancer. The one on the, which would be your right, Aaron, our left on the, there you go.
Yeah, look at it go.
with the streaming video, it's not as good as it is live.
Yeah. When did you discover? Yeah, you can put your
Let's give her a round of applause.
Yeah. Aaron, when did you discover that you had this talent to make your boobs dance?
When I was 15, I used to go to parties. And little rednecks used to be like, I can't say the word, but they'd be like, show us your Titanics. And so I learned I could do that there, and I was a party favorite for a while.
Hey, fantastic. Wow. Number one on the party circuit.
Well, Aaron, very nice meeting you.
Can I say hi?
Sure.
I want to say hi to my favorite. Can I say the word?
Can you say the word what?
My favorite slut, Jenny.
It's very nice, Aaron.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Thank you.
And don't forget, now, if she doesn't win...
Drive safely on the way back to the commune.
If she doesn't win the eye surgery, you can vote for her online to win the $500 second prize. And are we ready with the goldfish guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring him in now, please. We're doing all kinds of acts in a row here.
Mm-hmm.
The next guy, his name is Scott. He has melted butter.
Hello, Scott. Afternoon, gentlemen.
And he is going to be eating, you have 50 of them there?
Yeah, that's what the fish guy told me.
Mm. He's got a bag with about...
Man, oh, man.
...bitty goldfish in there.
Do we have the trash can in here?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we got it ready in case he boots.
Oh, he's putting it in a strainer.
Well, he's using a colander.
Oh, watch out.
To separate them from the water.
Right.
Oh, my God, they're jumping.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they're fish. They're out of water.
They're alive, Lisa.
Wow.
They're fish. They're alive.
And they were afraid we were going to be mean to a monkey.
I guess the lawyers don't care much about if we put hot melted butter on goldfish.
Yeah. So now, how are you gonna do this? Are you gonna pour the fish into the beaker? Oh yeah, that's what he's doing.
I'm gonna put the fish in there, and then I'm gonna try and drink them all down in one shot.
Oh, okay. My God.
Now what he has is a giant mug, which is filled about a quarter of the way up with melted butter.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're gonna get a look at the fish in the butter.
Are you gonna put that on the website right now? And there are 50 fish. I mean, the picture that you're going to see on the web is a little deceiving because the mug itself is gigantic. It's got to be like an 80-ounce mug.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that, like a giant beer
that's
star?
My martini mixer mug.
Ah, hey, good man. The martini mixer mug. Like that. You got to get yourself a shaker, though. For martinis, you got to get yourself a nice metal shaker.
I've got one of those at home, too. I like them both ways. As long as I get to have a martini on Friday night, I'm set.
Beautiful.
This is our first contestant without glasses. Does he wear contacts, or is he doing this just for fun?
Yeah, do you have bad eyes?
Well, I sure hope I can win this for somebody else.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You did not hear
that. I'm doing it for the fun of the...
Hey, that's all right, the spirit
and fun of the game. Maybe I can get second out of this thing.
All right. Yeah, get second out of it.
And, Rob, why don't you just turn your braid off for a little while? he doesn't have glasses on.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think of that.
All right. I'm going to give this... Try and do this in one shot.
All right. Just remember, if you're going to spew into the trash can.
You got it.
All right. We're ready.
All right.
Here he is. Scott. No, he couldn't do it in one shot.
He didn't do it in one shot.
He took a gulp, though.
All right. Can we get the microphone up by his mouth there, Lisa?
I got another gulp.
How's it going? How's it going, Scott?
Good.
All right.
Good.
Okay.
It's kind of like slippery.
You're probably halfway there.
Here we go.
All right. There we go. There's phase three.
He didn't.
I'm doing this for the beauty of you guys' show.
All right. Thank you, good. Scott. We appreciate it. And again, you know, you have to see the butter and the fish go cascading into this guy's mouth.
I would like to point out that, you know, prior to this moment, we've had more butter than fish, and there are more fish now than butter in there.
Yeah, right. Correct. You know, it's like at the end of a milkshake when you have a bunch of ice cream left.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of fish left in there. All right, here we go.
He just took a nice big swig of maybe 10 or 12 fish.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how you doing, Scott? He spit one back.
Just one, though.
All right.
Wiping his chin.
He's run out of butter.
You've got some on your shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got a little butter on your nice polo shirt.
Not many. Yeah, there are a bunch left.
Spit down inside.
All right.
Damn.
There we go.
You know what? He's making a dent.
Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't throw up, I really believe he's going to get all 50 goldfish down.
Pretty amazing so far.
I think they're about halfway, don't you?
Yeah.
You're more than halfway.
Oh.
There we go.
Lisa, are you like me? Are you seeing the fish actually move around?
Yeah, he's trying.
This poor fish. I feel like I'm watching some goddamn National Geographic special.
It's pretty amazing.
Because these fish are still alive in this giant beaker.
It's like a couple of cans of sardines, only it's if the sardines were jumping around.
Five or something.
In his giant martini shaker.
He looks like he might...
He's out of here again, probably.
He might be slowing down. There we go.
a
little chewing going.
Oh, dear. You know what? He alternates between chewing and looking like he's going to puke. There's the tail of one of the fish right there. Oh, now that is gross.
Oh, my God.
Spit it back at. Is it a puke?
No.
Oh, dear. One upstream.
We got some that are swimming upstream. Absolutely.
Scott, do you feel like you're going to puke?
Feeling a little shaky, feeling a little sweaty.
A little sweat, yeah, the sweat, Rob. The sweat, the harbinger.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're ready.
Here we go.
Keep going.
right.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. No, 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 no. No, no, no. He didn't puke.
Oh, God.
He didn't puke.
I'm Please let this be over.
The butter part.
Oh. It's the butter part.
I'd say he's got about 15 goldfish left in
there. Yeah, it looks like he's on the home stretch here. But these last ones are going down slow. Mm-hmm. We're only getting like two or three a shot here.
Now he's doubling up. Now he's chugging the goldfish.
Okay.
You got to get him down head first.
He keeps looking like he's
got to go head first. That's interesting. There's technique involved here. The only good news is they've slowed down, too. The goldfish have slowed down a little.
Yeah, well, they're dying.
Yeah. Their cholesterol is like 800.
Oh, there's a little jumper there.
He's down to just a handful. There's one goldfish in that beaker that's
still alive. Rob, I don't see a lot of perspiration. I think he might be able to do it.
Well, we'll see. There's some convulsions, and that's a good harbinger, too.
All right. Down the hatch. I think he's got... Can you count them, Scott? How many you got left? Six or seven?
Eight left.
Eight left, wow.
So he's down 42 live goldfish in melted butter.
And there's really virtually no butter left.
And the fish are still jumping.
They are.
Yeah.
Here we go, down the hatch. That was just one.
That was one.
That one almost made him puke.
This is a tough job. Tough job.
I feel like Cool Hand Luke.
Is that a fin that you have on the side of your nose?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. God damn.
Please make it stop.
A little hard to watch.
And, that was great to watch, Buzz. This is real entertainment.
yeah. Tell the truth.
No.
This is difficult to watch.
It's difficult to do.
I bet it is.
How many you got left there, Scott?
Six.
Six. You want to slide on those? I'll give you the option. You want to give it one more shot, see how many can get down?
One more shot.
One more shot.
Okay.
One
shot.
I think it's a pretty heroic effort so far.
Absolutely.
You've already had 44 of them.
Go, Scott, go.
That's a stick of butter.
Yeah, and a stick of butter.
Chug.
I think there'll be a trip to the facilities after this.
What a sicko this guy.
Give a shot.
And now the butter beginning to coagulate a little bit.
Okay. You know what? I think that's enough.
That's it.
I think you've proven your point. Wow. What was your total?
45.
45 is strong.
45 goldfish with the melted butter.
No, I feel awful.
For Scott.
Really?
Okay, you can be excused now, Scott.
Thanks, guys. It's awesome.
Thank you a lot, buddy. Scott, a pleasure meeting you, Scott.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. The guy really was about to barf about a million times.
Pretty strong performance, in my opinion.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Very strong.
Don, I didn't think I'd get directly through to you. I'm trying to find out. I'm stuck in Mobile, and I'm trying to find out where you guys are on the dial here.
No freaking idea. The station is WABB.
All right. Well, thank God. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I hope I haven't brought the show to a complete halt.
No, not at all.
I apologize profusely.
Not much. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
Radio's off. There you go. I'm getting sick. I swear to God, I'm going to vomit.
You're getting sick. And you're in your car, right?
I've been here.
Hey, I've got a tip for your listeners trying to watch at home. I was using Netscape, and it wouldn't refresh. I went to Internet Explorer. You press F5, and you see the whole show.
Shocker that happened. Wow. I mean, for anybody that's been on both those services, that doesn't surprise me at all.
All right, that's a good tip. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that I'm reporting you to PETA, and I'm never listening to the show again.
Oh, please, go to hell.
Thank you.
See you at Red Lobster.
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to know if the goldfish guy has ever done this before. If the goldfish are like corn and they show up the next day and you're on.
No, he's out of the studio. I think he might be on his way to the John to do
I believe
the
so. I think he's on his way right now.
You know, with 45, they might show up again and start swimming. There's a chance.
Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Holy crap, that guy took 45 of them.
Yes, he did, in melted butter. In a stick of butter.
Wow. He looks okay.
He did two of them, so I'm pretty impressed.
He didn't
puke. Listen, is this supposed to be on streaming video?
No.
Oh, because I'm getting pretty choppy images, but...
That's what you should be getting.
As we've mentioned during the whole show today, it is a work in progress. It's the first time we've ever tried anything on the web, so please... cut us a little slack.
No, lots of slack. I think it's great. I just hope you guys get better, and I just love listening to you guys. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we're trying. We are, and I think it's going pretty well. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I've been listening for 7 years. Your jokes aren't funny anymore.
Oh, get out of here.
Hate the show. I've been listening for 7 years.
Nothing works here.
Jokes aren't funny anymore. I hate your show.
I hate this place.
I've been listening for 7 years.
Here. The medication's not
funny anymore.
I've been here for 7 years.
No, I hate your show.
Here. I hate this place.
Okay,
nothing works here.
Get out of here.
Medications don't work.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All I can say is thank God you were not playing the vomit sound effect, or I would have puked all over the inside of my car.
Oh, but listen, for those of you who are a fan of the Vomitorium, our last act today will be a guy named Peyton, who in fact claims he can vomit on command.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pull over for that one.
Well, you know, I'm gonna have to pull over, and I'm sitting here in the studio.
All right, great show.
Thank you, my friend. Everybody, go to the web. You can see this at www.donandmikefans.com. Buzz, you have the only internet link in here. How are we doing on your computer?
It's great. In fact, I have been using Netscape and have had the reliable service all afternoon.
Beautiful. When we come back,
oh, the guy with the potato gun.
Potato gun guy.
The potato gun guy is our next act. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. Don and Mike Show.
His leather attire and the stuff to cover the nipples and the stuff to cover the places and the asses and everything else.
The anal cleft.
I was actually viewing some of the pasties back in the producer's room, and they're very nice. They're a little different than the ones we've had before.
The ones
they're less
before.
Showgirl-like, and they're more... They're just interesting. They're flesh-colored.
The ones we had before were like for those best little whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah, with the tassels on them. Little cones, Madonna pine cones on the
big,
end there.
Big, gigantic tassels coming out of
exactly.
The boob area.
And as we remember, the G-string will allow the guys to cover up all their junk.
That's right, their junk. And Charlie, most importantly, we have to cover the anal cleft, right?
That's right.
Which is the crack of the ass.
The Charlie, vertical smile.
Charlie, can't you put the camera on yourself when you're answering Don?
That's a nice shot.
There you go. That's a nice retarded face. Now the camera's on Rob.
Walking away.
There's Charlie picking his teeth. That's attractive.
Why don't you show that to the camera? That's not on camera.
No, I wasn't picking my teeth. I bent my nail back fixing a tape machine.
Oh. All right, let's do a quick shot around the room. Of course, you just had the camera on Mike. For anybody watching on the web, there's Mike. Okay. All right, now go to, hi, here I am. Hi.
It's Don.
There I am. There's Robay.
East Coast.
West Coast.
Hey, give it back to me for a second, all right?
One for me. And one for my homies.
And behind the glass is Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa, come on in here.
Gulf Coast.
Let's get a shot of Lisa.
Gulf
they always
Coast.
Want to see... Lisa,
is there any gang on the Gulf Coast?
There is now.
Now, who's next? Is it the potato gun guy?
Yeah, we ran into a little problem. A gal was supposed to bring the potato gun, and she didn't show up. But Aaron, the girl who makes her boobs dance to the music, has offered to topless punch him in the stomach as hard as she can.
All right, so the guy with the potato gun is here, but his potato gun is not here?
Right.
Mm.
You know, it's always, for my money, when you're going to do a potato gun act, bring the potato gun.
Right. Yeah. Well, all right, if that's what he wants to do, bring him in. But I hope this Aaron girl, was that the girl with the giant areolas?
Yes.
She should, like, stand in the back of the room and run towards the guy, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Here he comes. Now, what's the deal, dude?
All right,
man. Hey, man, where's your potato gun?
Get out.
Hold on, into the microphone, please.
John Cusack from Three Mile Island here.
All right, well, I was practicing at her house last night, and we were just shooting plywood, you know.
Hey, man, nice birthmark.
Oh, you like that?
What is that?
Is there a chance you could put that hat on properly while you're in the studio?
When you're in our studio, wear your hat like a ball player.
Thank you.
Okay? Yes. Okay. Hold on, no, you still have it at that jaunty rap angle.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. she didn't show up. She was faking on me. I don't know what to say.
Did she own the potato gun? Was it her property?
No, it was mine, but I brought it over.
Oh.
And we were practicing. I had to go to work, and I had to come right from work to here.
So you practiced? Did she actually fire it at you?
No, she fired it at some plywood.
And how did
it didn't go through the plywood? That's how...
Right?
That's the wrong we knew to make.
Now, as it turns out, Erin, the girl who has agreed to hit him in the stomach as hard as she can while topless, is not the girl with the giant areola. She's the Lisa Loeb lookalike who made her boobs dance.
And she has agreed to take a running start and punch him in the stomach, and that's going to have to suffice for his act today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I apologize.
But Erin, really... Now, Erin, are you willing... Ninja, get on the microphone, please. Erin, are you willing to really hit him hard?
I'm going
to
hit him as hard as I possibly can.
Okay, good.
Okay, very good. I like that.
Good. Well, all right, good. Could you take your top off again, please?
Yes.
Right, here we go.
Two times in one day.
Now, how much weight have you lost? Because you told us you're very proud of 30, the way you look.
30 pounds.
30 pounds.
Wow, that's great. I think how nice those boobs look.
Very nice.
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
Pretty girl.
Very pretty boobs.
Okay, and I guess, Don, you're going to give him a three count?
Yeah, why don't you stand against the back wall there?
Okay.
The guy.
Let's get that. Everybody stabilized for a second so Charlie can get the camera stabilized.
All right,
before we do this.
You got microphone five ready there?
Charlie is zooming in on the guy's stomach.
All right, now, Erin, as hard as you can.
Now, if I don't get it right, can I do it twice?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't agree to that. He doesn't mind.
He didn't agree to that. Would you like to agree to it now?
Sure. What the hell?
Sure. Okay.
What the hell?
I feel like that'd be me. You're gonna get hit with a potato.
Oh! How'd that feel?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
I don't think it was as hard as I could, though. Can I?
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead. Just on both hands.
Both hands.
My
dress will fall down.
Your dress. Don't worry. You're half naked already.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
You're among friends.
Here we go. Please, that was like sex, the way you ran into him.
Well, that's it, Mark.
It's going to have to suffice.
That's going to suffice.
All right. Well, listen, Erin, you will get extra points for participating in another contest. And, Mark, I'm afraid you're going to lose points for being the potato gun guy who showed up without a potato gun.
I'm going to have some words with that girl.
All right. Well, get out of here.
Thank you again.
Both of you. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Right, Mr. Blutarski, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Now we got a guy who wants to put his fist in his mouth.
Always a crowd pleaser.
This doesn't seem to be a giant talent, but no, you're...
Where do you see the guy? It's my long-lost son. Hi, son.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
All right. Don, it's another one of my sons.
Wow.
Yeah, and you got to go to the web to see this guy. To see really the family resemblance.
Hey, I'm a good-looking guy.
If we were doing Mike's a good-looking guy. If we were doing a Las Vegas-style show, you would be a guy that we would pull out of the crowd immediately and say, Mike, it's another one of your love children that you have spawned. Okay, and Brad?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, sir?
I am from Fredericksburg.
What do you do?
I'm a big loser. I drive pies around.
Mike, this really might be your son.
I drive pies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's love here. I feel it. I really do.
And you can put, let me, hold up.
10. I'm giving him a 10.
See how big your hand is. You can put your whole fist in your mouth?
Most of it.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Most
do it.
Most of it.
All right, here we go.
We're ready.
Okay. It's going to take a look. I got to stretch my mouth, though. Is that okay to have?
Sure. Yeah, no, you got to You got to come. It's a handsome look.
You know, when you do that, I like giving the seven. Don't laugh.
What a sicko this guy is.
Right, here we go.
Here we go.
I think your idea is entirely ridiculous.
Right.
He's trying to get...
He's got the fist.
Kiss of him.
Well, now...
Oh, yeah!
You know what?
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, okay.
The whole fist.
He's got big hands.
John,
I am not an animal.
Hold on. Buzz didn't get to see it.
Didn't miss
it. Could you do it again for Buzz?
Right
in
back
the other
here.
Room. Buzz, do you see it on your web?
Wait, there it is now.
You got it.
Very good. Wait, finally caught up.
Hold on.
Put him in there.
Get a look at Rob.
Hey, Rob can do it, too.
Rob can do it.
I have no idea.
Way. Not even close.
Yeah, but Rob really doesn't have his whole fist in there.
Yeah, but Rob's got a lot of his hand in
his
mouth.
He's got no knuckle in.
Don't you, Rob?
Oh, yeah, I did. I had my knuckle in, didn't I?
Sleepy knuckle, nothing.
Boys. Oh, there's Lisa.
Yeah, you like that? I get Kool-Aid stains, too, right here on my lips as well.
Can you do it?
Can I? No! I don't even want to try, honey.
Why can't I hear Buzz?
I'm right here.
Buzz is in the next room. You got to have headphones on.
You have to have headphones.
Oh, hey, get it on Lisa. You know, for a girl who claims that she doesn't like oral.
Wow. My God, look at that.
Look at that.
Not too shabby right there.
Well, this looks like a retard convention now. Hi, Rob.
I like the stretching in the
mouth. Hi, Lisa. All right, get out of here. It was very nice meeting you, Brad.
Check out the big mouth on Brad.
Thank you, Brad. Now, when we come back... We're still holding out hope that Fred with his monkey shows. But just in case he doesn't, maybe our last act is coming up next.
And I got to tell you, I'm not looking forward to this.
Mm-mm. I think it's the pièce de résistance.
I understand. Well, you're a great showman, and I understand the entertainment value. I'm already disturbed at this.
The man who claims he can puke on command.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
We're going to build it up, right? We're going to make him do it once.
Well, no, if it's one of those... a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, you know.
But, I mean,
puke until it's all gone.
I might have to be excused.
As much as he can possibly puke.
I'm disturbed already. I'm getting that weird headache already.
Yeah. And live on the web as well. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
I'm watching the webcam. I love it. It's awesome.
Thank you.
I just have a quick question for you about your LASIK procedure.
Yes.
I have LASIK tomorrow. Did they give you a prescription for a sedative before you went in?
Oh, yes. They gave me a horse-sized sedative.
They gave me two little pills. My question is, the cutoff for the pills is 140 pounds is one pill, and over is two, and I only weigh 149 pounds.
Honey, take them both. You know, when I went in, they gave me a pill. And I was flipped out.
Rob says take four.
I was flipped out, and they immediately came back and gave me a second one.
All right, I'm taking them both. Thanks a lot.
Speaking of prescription medication, I wanted to tell you all earlier, I watched some of that Bellevue special, and when the I Hate It Here guy comes in, do you know what the first medication they gave him was?
Ativan.
They said, give the man some Ativan. That'll loosen him up.
That's where Rob's going to be in a few years.
That's right.
Works for Rob.
Remember with Rob on the airplane. Rob, how's your Ativan?
It's magical.
These pills are magical. Hello, Don and Mike show. And listen, please go to the web, everybody, to vote for your favorite act on today's show.
Amen. Oh. We're voting.
Don and Mike show. Hey, he's got his fist in his mouth. Another guy with his fist in the mouth. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, can we at least see Lisa topless on the web?
No, you can't see. Listen, there's been tons of topless girls on the web today.
Yeah, but Lisa.
No, you can't see Lisa topless.
You just behave yourself.
I know.
Get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I shall.
My buddies.
Hi, Tom.
Tom Gavin, I bet you wish you were here.
I was.
Tom, are you able to watch it on the web?
It's going a little slow. It's like...
That's fitting.
It's, like, what do you call it?
Streaming?
It's locking up a little.
It's locking up on your computer.
Mm-hmm. All right,
When y'all did the one with the fish?
Yeah.
It was locked up.
All right, Tom. Well, that might have been your computer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom?
You know what?
What?
I'm going to join your band, the Crap Band.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Tom. All right, we got to go, Tommy.
Anybody out there listening, go to your old computer and get the talent out.
Right on. Yeah. Get the what out? Right on.
Talent.
Get the talent out. Right. Thank you, Tom. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. For those of us just getting home from work, could Areola Girl come back in for an encore?
Hey, now, just behave yourself, Beach Town Man.
Listen, I'm sorry if you... What, were you in your car all day during that?
Yeah, I was stuck in traffic. I was rushing to get home. I was going down the shoulder, and I just couldn't make it.
No.
I missed it by, like, 2 minutes.
You know, you sound like Jeff Spicoli. I just couldn't make it on time.
Take solace in the fact that you enjoyed it the old-fashioned way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I was wondering if Buzz got anything on the news ticker about Timothy McVeigh today.
Are you trying to scoop Buzz about a story?
A little bit.
Buzz, do you have anything about Timothy McVeigh?
Hey, sir, I've been following the story. What do you have, sir?
CBS News reported the FBI forgot to turn over 200 pieces of evidence. They told the defense attorneys and the lawyers, and they want to file for a stay of execution.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. We're doing a talent show today.
Yeah?
Is your last name McVeigh?
You guys might have to cancel Dennis's trip.
You know, we've not heard from Dennis his trip to Terre Haute. And no, listen, they're going to kill McVeigh next week.
That's right.
There's no way they would have all this buildup and then the last minute cancel it.
Well, if they don't have 200 pieces of evidence, they're definitely going to try to stop it.
No, it's like canceling Christmas. No, absolutely not. Hello, Don and Mike Shop. People are looking forward to this.
Hey, you know what? I can't get this to work on my computer, man.
Hey, well, man, it might be your computer. I hate it here. The computer's not working.
I just got a penny and four. I swear to God, it's like I just get frame after frame. And I start to look. I mean, I haven't seen any tips.
Can I mention that I would like to thank everyone personally for sharing with us their own individual computer problems.
Well, now,
I have to give it a thumbs down at the moment.
It is. Well, we said up front that it was a work in progress, and it is not streaming video. I would also say that while you give it thumbs down, there have been a lot of people who have seen it perfectly today.
Well, I have a good computer, and I haven't.
Well, others have.
Maybe it's God's way of evening up some score with you.
I didn't ask Buzz to interject either, by the way.
I didn't ask you to call.
You know what you are, sir?
What?
You're trouble.
Trouble.
Should I go now?
You're trouble with a capital T.
Yes, you should.
And disassemble your computer. Throw it away. Piece at a time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Providing joy to an appreciative crowd.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Webcast is awesome. It's really good, no matter what these bums are saying.
There you go. You know what? And thank you, Lisa. Just brought me a note, and there will be still photos of all of the contestants on the website tomorrow.
Wonderful.
So if you're one of those unfortunate people stuck in your car and you weren't able to go for the live webcast,
that's great.
You'll be able to see the still photos on the site tomorrow. We got at least one more act to go. We'll get to him right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. A wop, bop a loop, a wop, bam, boom. And now, with another segment designed to disgruntle Buzz Burbank, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey,
faggot.
Yeah, what? Hello?
What did you say?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't like this.
Hey, you might be listening to the record, Mike. Yeah?
This Big Bird calls.
What?
This Big Bird calling.
Hey, Big Bird, what's up, man?
How you doing, Big Bird?
I'm telling you, man, this is not working.
What's not working?
Your computer's not working?
It's trauma. It's total trauma.
It is your computer. It's not us.
Okay.
Why is it so hard to believe?
I'm checking now.
How could it be that we've had all these other people call in and say that they're getting it fine?
I'm checking. I'm one. Oh, dude, I'm at a computer show itself. Be there. Come on.
Oh, you. Right. Hello. John and Mike Show.
Oh, hi,
Don. Get out of here. Is the puking guy ready?
Yeah, go to five.
Go to line five? Okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike. Hey, I get this thing fine. I'm driving down the road with my laptop. The hardest thing about it is not driving off the freaking road.
Are you
looking at the screen?
You're kidding me? That you are actually
honest to God. I'm not right now because I'm talking to you on the cell phone that I was using it on. But it was hilarious. I've been picking up my email with it, and I thought, hell, I'll try the web. Switched over, went right to Don and Mike fans, clicked on it, and it's a little slow. It's only 9600 baht, but man, it's beautiful. It's about a 4-year-old compact POS.
Way to go, pal.
That is pretty great that there's a guy driving down the road watching it in his car while he's driving.
Absolutely. Safest thing you can do.
It was hilarious because the one guy calls up and you said, how can you be driving down the road looking at it? He was jacking with you. And so I thought, oh, hey, I can do that. So I plugged it in. We're bitching.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
But you bet, man.
All right.
I'll get Bakersfield. Thank you.
Dr. Gridlock is going to have a field day with that.
Well, I believe that the guy in Bakersfield said that he did pull over to the side of the road.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Why do you have the citrus spray?
I don't have any. There's no citrus spray in my hand.
You are so afraid of the guy who's going to be... See, now you're busted because Charlie's got it on the camera. So there you go. All right, let's bring in the puker, Lisa.
See, Don, in my home, puking begets puking. Oh,
here is our final contestant.
And it has to be someone that looks like you.
Peyton. Hi, Peyton. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Don?
We're doing great. Nice to meet you. Where are you from, Peyton?
I'm from Fredericksburg. I'm with the dude that put his fist in his mouth.
You can puke on command.
Hey, you know it, man. No problem.
Now,
it's a big money winner at college when I was at school.
Now, is this going to be one big puke, or is this going to be a series of small pukes that end up being a big puke?
Dry heave.
Why don't you tell me? Whatever you want, man. I'm a little nervous. You know, I never done nothing like this.
So you're going to give it one shot?
I'll give it a couple shots. I mean, I'm definitely going to park it on there.
So you give it one shot?
It's all good. I'm going to park it.
As many as it takes.
Okay.
All right, Lisa, get the trash
Real
can
quick,
set up.
I met you at Mongo's in Fredericksburg.
Did you really?
I met you at Mongo's. You're all banged up. I was like, let me buy you a drink. You're like, no, I'm fine.
Mongo's? The last place I was... Is that
called Mongo's?
Yeah, the little tiny
I thought it was called the Safari Club.
No, the Safari Club's upstairs.
Oh, Mongo's was
right next
store. The
with my friend John T. Mongo's was the place next door.
Chick, yeah.
Oh, by the time we got down there.
Mike, you were all banged up.
I was banged up. That was when we were all down there. All the boys were down there. I remember that place.
Hey. All right, well, listen, Peyton, we're ready. Charlie, if we can get the microphone ready and get the webcam on Peyton.
Oh, man.
This is going to be better than the Pull My Finger CD, because there's a guy really going to puke on command.
Here we go.
I command you to puke.
It's a little tight. Hold on.
That's all right, buddy. Take care of it.
Wait with the spray. Just hold on to the spray.
Wait. Yes, because I know you want to smell the smell of puke.
He's loosening his
pants. You're sick.
I do.
Oh, there's one.
There's a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, wait. We got to get the microphone
closer. We've been here all day, so it's sound.
All right.
Oh, all they're doing is they're just kind of spitting.
No, that's real.
That was bile.
Hold on a second.
We're moving the microphone a little bit. You can see this live on the web at www.donandmikefans.com.
Just show him the spitting a little bit.
What was that?
What, sir?
Oh, he just puked on the picture of Pat Goss.
I like Pat Goss.
Okay, come on, work it up.
Good, work it up. Come on, let's get this over with.
It's a beer smelling puke. Yeah. From college.
I've been pounding it, man.
He's been pounding beer.
Where?
I'm going to have to pull the trigger.
All right, that's all right. If you got to do it, Karen Carpenter, go ahead.
All right.
You know, he just had two big chunks come out. I'm not impressed by this.
Yeah.
Charlie,
I'm not impressed.
Charlie, you're hanging in there, buddy. I am not.
Okay. Wait a minute, hold on.
Okay, you know, we got to be quiet, though. We got to be quiet. We got to be quiet.
This is bad.
I finish this stuff off.
That's fine, buddy.
All right, give us one more. Let's all just be quiet.
Yeah, spray. Spray, please. Thank you. One more.
Oh! All right,
sir, when you leave, take the trash can with you. When you leave, take the trash can with you. Okay?
Sorry about
All right, very good.
Okay.
Get out of here. Take the trash can with you.
I hope you're not waiting for a handshake. Get out of here.
Take the trash can with you. Take the trash can with you.
Get out of here, Peyton.
Thanks, okay. Peyton. Please, Peyton.
There he goes.
Please. Somebody wipe off the door handle.
Peyton, the man who can puke on command. Big chunks and plenty of them.
Absolutely.
All right, Charlie. I think we vote now. If everybody votes now, we can turn these papers into Lisa, and we should have our winner by the end of the break.
Is it bad that that didn't really faze me?
No. You know what? It didn't faze me, Charlie.
Not at all.
Until the very... Would it kill you to put the camera on me for 1 second?
Oh, no, it wouldn't.
It didn't faze me.
Is this your good side?
Until I, what is it, my good side?
Well, we saw earlier.
Oh, my ass?
You know, I can safely say, put the camera on me. It didn't faze me at all, either. Absolutely not. And I'm going to keep my fingers over my nose.
Mike, take your fingers off your nose.
No!
It doesn't smell like puke.
It's orangey now.
It's orangey spray.
It smells like citrus spray.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know what? The attorney's farts today smelled worse than that guy's puke did.
I can handle Charlie's farts. That was, you know, it was bad smelling stuff.
Yeah. It was great. It was like a trip down memory lane. That was like a Wednesday night at any dorm room in BPU. Right there. You smell everything.
No, that reminded me of a night at the Palm. New York, for God's sake. All right, well, that's it. We're done with the talent show.
Let's give everybody a round of applause. Yeah. They all did a fantastic job.
But he won't wake up with bruises.
Wow.
Yeah, from going down.
Going down? Oh, you mean from falling down?
Where Rob fell inside the hotel room.
It was very wet. It was a slippery floor.
Right.
The question is, which act did you guys like the best?
I have three acts in there that were close. We're very, very close. I think we got a horse race coming.
Because we are going to be voting in the studio to pick the winner of the $5,000 Witten Laser Eye Associates surgery. Second prize, $500, will be determined by the web results.
Very, very cool.
Okay?
Okay.
So that's it. All of the acts have been here. Hello?
Just call me with my input on the webcam.
Did we ask for it?
I don't know.
Well, would it kill you to pick up the phone?
Sorry.
It's excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent.
I'm glad we asked for the input.
Yes. I am too.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don?
Yes, and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
We're great, thanks. How you doing?
The guy you puked on command, that was lame. You couldn't even see anything.
Fine.
On the webcam.
Okay. Well, I could see plenty of puke coming out.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is for your audience, man. We can't even see anything.
Yes, it's for your appreciative audience, Don and Mike.
Well, that was you. The last guy called said it was awesome.
You guys suck.
Oh, F
no,
you.
You do.
F you.
He hangs up.
F you.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, yeah, that guy Peyton, he's a friend of the, not a friend, but he's actually a relative. My wife's best friend, that's her brother-in-law.
Congratulations.
Wow. Must
you
must be very proud.
Yes, be proud.
I am very proud. Now I got to...
But don't use the S word like you just did on our show.
I apologize.
Family.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, let's stop kidding around. Let's put Lisa's cans on the web. I've asked once.
You know. Do you know what the problem is when we do something new? The problem is we give the impression that we want more feedback than
All we really wanted was a call saying, hey, it might not have been perfect, right, but we're glad you guys are trying to do something on the web.
Right. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is calling with the opinion.
Yeah, and half of them want to see Lisa's boobs, which you're not going to be able to see.
Right.
The other half calls and says it's not moving fast enough for you guys. When we had to fight tooth and nail to allow CBS to get us to be able to put this much on the web today.
That's right, dude.
Jesus. Hey, man. All I know is that I got a bitchin' computer, man, and I can't see Lisa's cars.
Right. So, I mean, if that's bogus, then that's bogus, too.
I couldn't see the puking, man. How could you miss the giant hunks of puke coming out of the guy's mouth?
Yeah, now you're churning it all up again. I was just getting over it.
Now, granted, I wasn't watching the web shot. I was watching the live shot.
I was actually watching because they didn't want to watch it live. I actually watched it on the webcam.
And it looked to me like Charlie had the camera right by the guy's mouth.
Big chunks of plenty of them, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Man, this show was great, guys. This show was great.
All right, well, please don't patronize us.
Hey,
thank you,
Buzz.
Dan.
Yes,
Buzz.
Yeah.
Pick on my Duke.
No, thank you.
Get out of here.
All right, we will tally the votes and come up with our winner right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show. Million Missioners, The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say the webcam's a great idea. And you guys are off to a great start with that.
And we're going to try to work it into more and more stuff on the show so you can actually see what's happening.
It'll only get better.
That's great.
All right, thanks, my friend.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I think you're doing a great job, and we love you down in Ocean City. And looking forward to you all coming down here.
All right, next Friday, Ocean City.
Is there going to be a rebroadcast on the web of this show?
No, there will be still pictures.
Oh, excellent.
On DonAndMikeFans.com tomorrow.
Yeah, I have no computer by me. I'm stuck at work. And just looking forward to seeing what a little bit of your world.
Well, check it out tomorrow when you can see the regular pictures. All
that's,
right.
That's
thanks.
Great.
Thank you, buddy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I am a bottom feeder. I use web TV.
Oh, web TV.
I saw everything. I mean, I didn't miss a shot.
There you go.
Best show I've ever seen.
How funny is that? How funny is that? That all those guys with the fancy Netscape and everything?
Yeah, they're all calling and complaining. Meanwhile, the guy with web TV is doing just fine.
Hey, web TV!
Yes, man.
Okay. Totally. Thank you, my friend.
You're from Wichita.
Good. All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Call tomorrow.
I just want to let you know, I could have plane reservations in Indianapolis.
Great.
I'm all ready.
Call tomorrow because we need to talk to you about going out for you to cover the Timothy McVeigh execution.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, great show.
Thanks, Dan.
Nice meet. Woo!
Okay, goodbye, Dan.
Bye.
Hi, he was very well disciplined.
Now, are you ready for the winner?
Yes.
Yeah, now you're going to go to the bottom to top?
Yeah. Are all the people here?
No.
And I got a question about this.
Okay.
Okay, you know my question about that?
Yes.
So?
I guess.
Right.
I would have to guess.
Right, okay. All right, well then, you know what I think we do?
What?
Well, how many of the people are still here?
It might be funny to bring them in and read their scores to them.
Ah, very good.
Like the real bottom feeders.
Okay, that's terrific.
Yeah. Like Corey the Penis Picasso.
Yes.
Who incidentally did not come in last.
Really? Was Corey the Penis Picasso? Hold on.
I think, yeah, he was the first guy.
Yeah, no, he didn't come in last.
All right. He didn't?
Nope.
I'm dying with anticipation.
Wow. And I was pretty sure he'd come in last.
Yeah. I bet somebody brought his grade up.
Somebody did, Mike.
I told you.
Hmm. You gave him the highest grade.
Yeah, but I gave him the lowest grade that I gave.
Yeah, but you gave him the highest grade.
Right.
Well, you give a lot of high grades.
Well, I skewed it high this time.
I gave two people 0.00.
I only gave one. Actually, I didn't give Corey my lowest grade.
Hi, everybody's coming in now.
Come on back in, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody's here.
In case this girl is listening with a potato gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, speak into the microphone, please. I've been here for 2 hours. Where are you? I hate this place.
Now,
what the hell's going on?
Scott, the guy who ate the goldfish, there is a slight discrepancy because he's high up in the voting.
Uh-huh.
However, we specifically said that you could not win this prize and transfer it to someone else.
Now, that is the rule. We actually said that on the air yesterday.
Scott, so that's the rule on that.
That's okay. I play by the rules.
But he was also making noise about being second place, but the second place contestant is going to be
on the web.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he got the surgery, would it give him, like, X-ray vision?
Super-powered vision.
Yeah. Get the second microphone up here so we can hear everybody. No, right here, Rob. Right there, microphone number three. All right, I'm going to go from bottom to top, okay? In last place, on a 1 to 10 scale, with a total ranking of 1 point, is Mark.
Mark!
The potato gun man without the potato gun.
Mark, you probably... thank everybody that participated. I really especially... I'm going to have some words with you, Ken, because... All right, because you're really... Right.
Add on right way, Mark. Mark?
Well, you're in the studio, yeah. Don't forget.
From me, you got a 0.00. From Mike, you got a 0.00. From Buzz, you got a 0.50. From Rob, you got a 0.00. Lisa, who must be high, gave you a 4.5.
I love you.
All right. Next, Corey, the penis painter. Is he gone?
Forget about him.
I gave him a 0.00. Mike the homo gave him a 5.0.
Yeah, baby.
Buzz gave
him. Well, that was at the time I thought I was going to. Just leave me alone.
Buzz gave
all of you.
Buzz gave him a 1.5. Rob gave him a 2.0. Lisa gave him a 2.5.
Shucker. Well, Lisa was higher than Rob, but Rob, thanks for giving him some points.
One per ball.
Thanks.
Okay, next on the list is Brad. Where's Brad? Oh, the fist guy? Brad, sorry. You got a 2.5 from me. Mike, your father gave you a 7.5.
There you go, my man.
Buzz right gave there. You a 1.0. Rob gave you a 1.0. Lisa gave you a 3.0. Sorry about that. Peyton, who can throw up on command. Step up, Peyton. Peyton, I gave you a 5.
Nice.
Mike gave you an 8.
Nice, Mike.
There you go.
Much faster.
Yeah, even though you saw me and said I was banged up.
Buzz gave you a 6.5. Rabe gave you a 5. Lisa gave you a 6. That was only good enough.
Come on, Lisa, what's up? I play soccer, too.
That was only good enough for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th place.
Lisa. 6th place. That's all good, though.
Dan. Where's Dan?
Oh, no.
Dan is... Dan's the fan man.
Dan the fan man.
Step up to the microphone, Dan.
Dan, I gave you a 6.5. Mike gave you an 8.0.
Nice.
Buzz gave you a 5.0.
Nice.
Rob gave you a 6.0. Lisa gave you a 9.0.
No!
That was only good enough for fourth place overall.
Fourth place, wow.
Hey,
Denise, who put her legs behind her head and sucked her nipples. Oh, and her son is here with her. I gave you a 3.5. You're going to hate me. Mike gave you a 6.5.
Thank you.
Buzz gave you an 8.
Oh,
hey, there
God.
You go, Buzz.
Rob gave you an 8.5. Lisa gave you an 8.5.
Yay!
That puts you in...
Third place?
First place.
Third place.
Ooh,
third place. Nice. Third place on my list.
Third place.
Third place. Now, I want to tell you something here. Scott, the guy with the butter and the fish?
Right here.
You scored very highly. Everybody gave you very high marks.
I did it for the show.
Yep.
However, you cannot win. You cannot win because the prize is not transferable.
Consolation prize?
Well, actually, you're going to probably have to root for your scores on the web.
I deserve
because
it.
Because that'll get you the second prize.
I showed my nipples. Come on.
Okay. Yes, you did.
I'll lick them again.
Now, Aaron, the lady, the Lisa Loeb lookalike who did the boob dance. I gave you 4.5. I gave you 6.8. Buzz gave you an 8.5. Rob gave you a 7.0. Lisa gave you an 8.5. That comes out to a total of 7.06. She got extra points for punching the stomach.
Yeah, we all did. We all put extra points there.
However, our winners today, the very first act, Mike and Nadia.
Got to give it to them.
Yeah. Mike and Nadia. High scores. Across the board.
Across the board.
Take your shirt off.
Very good, Nadia. Very good, Mike.
Here are your scores. Nearly perfect. You're going to show us your teats?
Well, no, we got the
victory
little
dance. Come on, topless victory dance.
Hold on. Hey, no,
hold on. Take the kid out of here for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, please do.
Take the youngster.
Very well.
Okay, cover his eyes.
No. I think it's a good idea you to get out of here. Sorry. I know you'd love to be here, ma'am. I know you'd love to hang out with your son. Thanks.
Well, Nadia takes her top off.
I just want you all to see, because you didn't see, what it looks like when he takes the worm out of the fitty tuck.
Yes.
Fitty tuck.
All right, here we go.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Your score was an 8.0, an 8.5, a 9.5, an 8.0, and an 8.0.
Wow.
Was our highest score across the board.
I think we all agree.
Thank you.
I mean, that combined the nudity and the incredible eating act.
And now here we go.
All right, here we go.
Look at those.
That's what we did.
There you go. There's some live.
The winner.
Bravo.
Yeah. Some live city tax.
Good job.
They just had city tax.
Happy birthday, Inchy. And Nadia, those are real, correct?
Yeah, they don't make them this small.
No, they're very nice.
Your nipples are huge.
Hey, did I get a score at all, guys?
Well, you're gonna have to root for it. Yeah, do we have a score?
Yes.
He wasn't eligible.
Yes, we do.
If I was eligible, what would I be?
Your scores were 6, 8.2, 9.5, 9.5, 10.0.
Wow.
So technically you came 2/10 of a point ahead of Mike and Nadia, but as we mentioned, the prize is not transferable.
Bad news.
You did great. Maybe the people on the web liked you the best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys, Nadia, Mike, you've won LASIK eye surgery for both your eyes.
Now, because you both participated, who's going to...
Only one of you. Only one of you, but both eyes for one of you.
Which one of you is going to do
the LASIK?
You're getting the LASIK, all right.
Good for you. From Witten Laser Eye Associates, the masters of laser eye surgery, call 1-800-626-LASER to arrange your free in-office eye consultation. It's worth $5,000, and the guy did my eyes. So, congratulations. Oh, at least you got a shot. Look at all, they're so happy.
Hey, can I give a shout-out real quick?
Yes. Who do you want to shout-out to?
I need to give a shout-out to Richie. He's one of my boys. I got to give him a happy birthday, and Maureen also. Thank you.
Thank you. It's very nice meeting you. Thank you all for coming down. Now get out of our studio.
Get out of here.
In our next break, we are going to tabulate the votes from the web.
Very good.
If you want to go out in the lobby and listen and find out who wins, Scott, what? What do you need, Scott?
It's dinner time for my kid. I got to go pick up. Can I get it mailed to me if I win?
If you win, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, guys, can I get a handshake? Is that possible?
No, you put your hand in your mouth.
Go. Out of here. Out. Everybody out.
The other hand.
Sure. And Don, I was just wondering, as a consolation prize would be the worst contestant if we could play golf together sometime.
I don't play golf. Mike plays golf.
Mike plays golf.
Oh, I thought it was you who played golf.
No, I'm the one that plays golf.
Let's play golf.
No.
All right. Thank you very much. You put your hands. It's gross. It's gross.
Thank
everybody.
What, honey?
What?
Can I have the peanut
butter? Can you have the what now?
No contact.
Okay, everybody get out of here. Oh, you want the penis picture?
Yes, take the penis picture.
Take the penis picture.
Please.
Get out of here.
Come on.
Goodbye, you guys.
Come on now.
Okay, now turn the web camera off. Turn it off, please. We're officially done with that for today.
Disconnect it.
There you go.
Well, no, hold on. Wait, Charlie will tell you how to turn. Hi.
Hi.
Charlie will tell you how to turn it off, right?
Right.
Turn it off now.
Turn it off now. Turn it off. Damn it. God damn it. Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Sorry.
Turn it off. Pull the plug. I think it's about to be pulled.
No, it is.
That's it. It's gone.
It just froze on me.
Image,
it just froze on me.
Elastic and pointing.
Okay. Looks like something from Cops.
When we come back, Charlie will have the web results.
Very good.
We'll get our web winner.
When we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes. Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gay call. So I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
God damn it.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Quick, just want to let you know. Fantastic show. I'm even staying late in my office here just so I can watch the whole thing on the webcast. I know you guys just turned it off.
Yeah.
But maybe you ought to do it more often. It's really coming out fantastic.
And I think there's one last great picture that's up there.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's it's the back of... whose shirt is that?
No, that's actually Don pointing at the camera and saying, don't quit!
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to try to work the webcam into a lot of stuff. We've already talked today, as a matter of fact, about putting... three permanent web cameras in the studio. One right in that corner, Mike, to get people who perform.
Mm-hmm.
One right over there to be on you.
Okay.
And one right over there to be on me.
Excellent.
So we could go between three cameras
Every
time we do something good in the studio.
That's a good idea.
That's great, guys. Even better, man. Even better.
With the webcam. Because there's a way around the CBS rules about not broadcasting your show on the web.
Sure.
They can't broadcast the audio.
Right.
On the web, but there's no rule that says we can't broadcast the video.
We can show the pictures that you were supposed to see.
Yeah, where are the pictures I was supposed to see?
You can show the pictures, you know, because they have closed caption on the bottom.
Now, we've got... thanks for the call.
Thanks.
We've got only one thing to think about before we decide who the web winner is.
Okay.
Now, even though the people in New York who are hearing the show now on WNEW... Hey, Rob, turn up BTS 47.
You got it.
Let me hear if our show's on yet, or if Obie and Anthony have run late tonight. Hold on, let me hear.
What are you seeing now?
The banner that the camera is aimed at. We're just seeing part of, people won't know this.
Okay, so now the people in New York, that was a snippet of what's playing right now on WNEW, real time.
Mm-hmm.
They're hearing the beginning of the show.
Right.
They're obviously not going to be able to go to the website to watch the live broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
However, we could allow the voting to continue until 11 p.m. East Coast time.
I think that's only fair. Yes. I really do. I think that's only fair to give everybody the chance to hear the show and then vote on the web for who they like the most.
And, of course, since we have no way of controlling where you're calling from or who you're voting for, I mean, I don't see why. I don't know how this thing is set up. You could vote a million times for the person you like the most. You got, three and a half more hours to do it.
Well, we'll have to tabulate all the votes and find out what the deal is.
Charlie, can you bring me the stats as they are right now?
Find out who's the leader?
There you go.
And we'll let this go until 11 o'clock East Coast time tonight.
Excellent.
So that the good people of New York can vote and have their votes count.
And final results tomorrow, then.
Yeah, we'll have final results tomorrow in the first break of the show. Thanks, Charlie. Let me see. Now, I don't have totals here.
But you got the leaders?
Yeah. Any idea how many hits the site got today?
No.
The site never crashed, right?
No, it didn't.
No, it did not crash.
I think so.
Good. So we thank the guys at DonandMikeFans.com. Surprising. The online leader, as of right now, is Aaron.
Aaron with the dancing boobs?
The girl who made her boobs dance to music.
Wow.
She's in first place with 43.8%.
I am surprised at that, but people love breasts on the internet.
Second place, topless Nadia feeding the live worms to Mike.
Ah, good.
37.1%. And then you've got the big drop-off. Third place right now on the web is Denise, the lady who put her legs behind her head and licked her up with nipples. She only has 7.3%.
Wow.
Okay? The penis Picasso.
The penis Picasso.
He got 2.5%.
Well, you know, when you go into that land of the internet, you never know what you're going to pull back.
The guy who ate... What, Robbie?
You could have done a lot better if you let him prepare.
The guy who ate the goldfish right now has 7%. The guy who put his ass in the fan has 1%. The man who got hit in the stomach by Aaron's boobs got 0.3%. as did the guy who puked on command and the guy who put his whole fist in his mouth.
So far, you know, who knows what it can be by the end of the show in New York.
Right, but the people in New York will have a chance to vote tonight, and they'll be the final ones to make the decision.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there, yes. I wanted to see whether or not I could sit down and have you guys rate my breasts. I'm wondering whether I need implants or not. See what you guys thought.
I just had to delete out what you said, because as we got into the discussion with Leah Remini today, we're not allowed to say Big Bird's name, but if you would like to come down, we would be glad to look at your breasts.
Well, how do I get there?
Okay, well, not today, because we're about to go home.
We're closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow. Well, no, tomorrow we're in Portland, Maine.
Right.
Maybe Monday.
Right.
Okay, well, I've waited this long. I can wait a little longer, I guess.
She could just hop in her convertible.
Yeah. All right. Bye, honey.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
Goodbye. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi. Actually, Mike has already left.
Oh, geez.
Mike has just left the studio.
Wow.
Yes. You know, after all of his talk. No, listen. After all of his talk about going up to Portland, Maine.
Uh-huh.
And remember, he's the guy who wouldn't fly on the plane with us tomorrow morning.
Right.
Because we're flying to Boston, and then we have to take a plane with propellers from Boston to Portland, Maine.
Right.
He, at the last minute, decided that he was going to fly nonstop tonight. On a prop plane, on a plane with propellers, from D.C. to Portland, Maine.
Amazing.
So Mike is out, and we wish him Godspeed.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I didn't even mention today that website, amigoingdown.com.
That was a good move, probably.
Didn't want to mention, because he's a little uptight about the flight, right?
I didn't get that.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't like the prop plane.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, Don and Buzz?
Yes, and Robbie's still here.
Right.
Okay, Robbie. I think I know what's going on with the web poll. I think it's skewed, and I think I know the reason why.
Why do you think it's skewed?
Because basically, as the acts would come up, they would get tons of votes. So it's not as if they all went up at the same time. It was like that when Mike and Aya came out, they were like at 100%. And then as each act came out, you know, people would vote a lot for that act. So the last people, the people who were down towards the bottom, were just way too low.
Well, you know, no, I think that that it's a legit ranking.
I think he has a point, but I also think that that will decay by the longer you extend the vote.
It'll catch up.
I think the decision to let the New York people chime in is a good one, because it's going to be, you know, it won't be skewed, because they'll all be there for them.
All right.
Approves, Don. He approves.
All right, well, good. If you approve, we're going with it. We're staying with it until 11 o'clock tonight. That's when the polls close.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And we'll announce the winner tomorrow. First break, live from Portland. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the voting on the web, I could only vote once.
Ah.
After that, it would just show me totals.
Very good.
Maybe, cool. Maybe they've got a safe system built in.
Sounds like
you can only vote once. That's fantastic.
Yeah, if I went to another computer somewhere else, it might have let me do it again. But one time, that's it.
You're right. If you had a different computer signature. Okay, gotcha.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Is this Don?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hey, Don, how you doing? These guys calling about the problems with the Internet. Listen, I got a slow computer. I got 600 megahertz. I'm getting it all great.
All right, good. Thank you. Yeah, most people.
It's great, man. Keep it up. Keep on it. It's great. I caught everything. Some of the pictures are a little fuzzy. Yeah, it froze up sometime, but that's the computer. That's the Internet. You got to deal with it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Tell these guys to quit whining. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, at least we put something on the Internet finally. Jesus.
Right. It's great. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Now, listen, tomorrow, we're live from Portland, Maine.
Right.
Doing the remote broadcast from WZAN and the live Las Vegas style show tomorrow night at the State Theater, of which we know nothing about.
It used to be a porno theater.
I guess we'll find out about it tomorrow. And speaking of porno tomorrow, well, she's never been in porno, but she should be.
Who?
POA from CBS Sports, Jill Arrington.
Ooh.
You know, the girl with the halter tops down on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She'll be on the show tomorrow.
Cool.
Now a call 100 and a prize package. Selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller. You've got it.
Number one, Arbitron Lady. The Don and Mike Show.
While I was trying to figure out why the guy was saying what he was saying, Nikki just hit him. No matter how big a guy might be, Nikki would take him on. You beat Nikki with fists, he comes back with a bat. If you beat him with a knife, he comes back with a gun. And if you beat him with a gun, you better kill him. Because he'll keep coming back and back until one of you is dead.
Discussing places and wet things. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, now tomorrow, as I mentioned, we'll be live in Portland, Maine.
Portland.
Doing the show from WZAN, the regular Friday Fun Fest. And then the Las Vegas style show tomorrow night at the State Theater. A week from tomorrow, we're going to be in Ocean City, Maryland, doing the live show from 96 Rock. And then we have the Las Vegas style show at the Rusty Runner.
Yay.
The week after that, we're going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time ever, we're going to play Strip Trivia live from New York on WNEW.
Hooray!
And we, again, using the web, we've come up with what we think is a pretty interesting way to make sure the people from New York can participate in the game. We'll give out a special email address.
Good.
You email us, we'll call you back, make sure you can come down and play the game. All New Yorkers playing Strip Trivia in about a week and a half.
Excellent.
And, again, thanks to all of the people at www.donandmikefans.com for the webcast today. It will not be our last webcast. We'll work out the details.
Sure.
We also want to thank Sonic Promos. They sponsored the event, and they're putting up the $500 that the winner of the web vote online will get. We will announce that winner on tomorrow's show. And without further ado, Leah, also we want to thank TV's Leah Remini.
Sure.
For being on the show today. I'm sure Leah will make the right decision.
She will. I know she will.
She'll be back with us again very, very soon. Also, our thanks to Mankind, Mick Foley.
Great guy.
He'll be on in a couple of weeks. His new brand new book is called Mick Foley is Good. Oh, I think I'm giving that away right now, as a matter of fact. So I call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Ron, I am caller 100.
There you go. You barely pulled that out of your ass. What's your name, my friend?
Ron.
Ron. Oh, you said that. Ron, you want an autographed copy of Mick Foley's book, Mick Foley is Good and the Real World is Faker Than Wrestling.
Woohoo!
Yeah, Mankind. We love him. He was on the show today. Enjoy it, and thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Also, we'd like to thank the good people at Witten Laser Eye Associates, the masters of laser eye surgery. Call 1-800-626-LASER to arrange a free in-office eye consultation. All right, thanks to them for supplying the grand prize for today's show. That's valued at $5,000. All right, and Buzz, all the news and comment we didn't get to today.
You'll hear it tomorrow.
You know you'll hear it tomorrow, live from Portland, Maine. Mike, have a safe flight up.
Yeah.
And just in case, we've got the tribute show ready.
Yes.
For tomorrow. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Rob.
Good night, Don.
And now you get to do the thing yourself.
That's right. I campaign with it, so I might as well just throw it in the air.
Throw it in your mouth like Sydney, Tyler.
You might be
wish you could do that.
See that.
He can do his own.
Mike, he got it in his mouth by himself.
But it's just not the same. Be well, Mike.
We will see you. We'll miss you. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.